Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. This is Psychic Journeyman on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. And tonight we're having a show that we've been doing this for the last week. Now, this is called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. So, welcome to the show. Welcome here. It's one of those things, let's talk about whatever and do some readings too as well. So, if you got something you want to vent about too, that's fine, too. We've talked about lawyers and how we think they're getting overpaid and that kind of stuff, and then balancing the justice system and that kind of stuff. So whatever you want to bring to the table. Plus, we've had psychics on the show, and we've also had people. And the mics are open, and they've been giving their intuitional feelings about people's readings, too, as well. So come and join us and just have some fun with that whole thing. I think it's a great opening here. So it's like one of those things of opening the mics. Hello?
Hello.
000. How are you?
Hello.
Skype caller?
Hi, how are you?
I'm introducing people as we go along. Actually, 903. You with
hey,
us too?
How are you doing? Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
What is your name?
I'm Gail.
Okay, it's Gail. And then the caller who's at the, I put on first, what is your name?
Tara.
Tara and Gail. Okay. Did you say Gloria? Or Gail? Gail. It was Gail.
Oh, I'm Gail.
Gail and, okay, gotcha. I'm sorry, guys. You know, it's one of those things that I'm good with faces, but not names. So we got Gail and, like I said before, I'm not good with names. I forgot. I haven't forgotten. Tara. So, Tara, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wisconsin.
You're calling from Wisconsin, and you're close to Canada. And then, Gail, where are you calling from?
I'm in Texas.
Okay, I just want to tell everybody that as I bring you on, we have an open forum here. It's called the Round Table, because everybody voices their opinions, and then when we're doing readings, they can also, if they feel something intuitional too, they can also bring it to the table as well. If you have a problem with that, you feel uncomfortable with that, just let me know, and I can bring you on one at a time. Okay? So that I brought two on. And are you comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I know Gail had some questions she was asking. We only had a minute in the last show, so now you have plenty of time.
Oh, cool. I really wanted to know regarding my career. I want to start a career. I'm a screenwriter, and I've done all the work that I needed to do to submit my screenplay. I sent it to a creative executive in L.A., and I emailed her a couple of days ago and even last night, and I wanted to know, like, how, what should I expect from me doing my work and connecting, because my intention is to connect so that I can go ahead and film my screenplay. I feel really good about it.
Mm-hmm. Man. Can anybody hear that echo?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm talking to myself. You know, with the situation with screenplay and that kind of stuff, I feel like that. I guess you're asking a question where you feel like, what do you feel in the situation of what kind of return you're going to get on it by submitting this to these people out there?
Yeah.
it keeps kind of mean to be persistent. I feel like they're going to give you, I guess in a sense, give you a hard time, but I feel like persistence, you're going to get through. I do feel like you're actually doing exactly what you're supposed to do. You feel it too. You just really need to stick to that and really trust your instincts and your gut feeling. You submitted to this one place. Have you submitted anywhere else?
No, because it's always a catch-22 when it comes to submitting anything to any studio. I was lucky to send it to Sony because I went to the Austin Film Festival, and you know, she said, oh, if you feel like it, you know, just send a log line, and if she likes the log line, she would ask for the script, and that's how I got it, because you can't just submit to anybody without their permission. It's like, and you can't, you know, it's very fickle, but you know, I was able to send it to her.
Mhm.
Yeah, so like if I submit it to anyone else, like I felt like it, why send it to someone else? Although I feel like it will be in high demand once I, you know, I get through there. I just lost my train of thought. But yeah, it's Sony Pictures, so I mean that's pretty big, you know, so why go to like a place where it's like a low budget, and you know, they have big budgets there.
That's true. I'm just saying difficulties. I'm not saying that they won't. I see delays. I guess that's the word I should use, delays, but still getting a great positive outcome with the situation. But I'm just saying what I get the most is keep your mind open. I've had this a lot with a lot of people, especially with people when they're going through court cases or they're having certain things. They say, well, the judge said this and the law says that. I'm just going to forget that. This focus on what we want and focus on the outcome that we'd like to have without letting the world dictate that. It's, you have to put yourself back in the driver's seat again and say, okay, what do I want to see happen here? Focus on that, because there's a guy named John Randolph Price that has a book. He has a bunch of books, really. But there's a book called Super Beings, and there's a book called The Alchemist Handbook, The Angel Power, and The Angels Within Us. Now, what he talks about the most is stop letting the world dictate your success, because what they'll do is they'll put limitations on you because of their own limitations on how they live their lives. And what you want to do is live outside the box and get to accomplish what you want to do. Because what they're trying to tell you right now is they want you to see their vision. And that's pulling you away from yours. So you need to start focusing on what you want to see. You also want to work on your anxiety attacks. Okay. All right. So you want to sit here and focus on, and I always, people, reason I focus on the spiritual lifestyle, because there has to be balance between the physical and the spiritual. And when you do that, in the process of manifestations and in the law of attraction, those things have a tendency to work for you and work with you. Okay? So that's what we want to happen here. So it's the idea of focusing, because there's a story in one of his books. Right now, I can't really tell which one it is, because I've read so many of his books. But I remember the story very clearly when he was focusing on the aspects of worldly things. He was having a hard time getting a book published. Okay, but when he started focusing on the vision he saw and what he wanted, he got a call from a couple of studios. He actually wanted to take his book and turn it into a movie that he had never even applied for. That's what I'm saying with the situation. You know, when I say focus and follow your intuition and your gut feelings, what you should do with it, because Hollywood tell you anything, and they do have their own ways of doing it, but anytime you bring the divine into anything, it overrides that. I've seen it happen with my own life so many times where people say, you got to have money first before you can get a business and get a house, and I've always gotten those things before I had the money. The money came afterwards so I could keep them, but it was proven to me that it was me that was accomplishing these successful things and these outcomes, not the world. And when you take yourself, you know, you live here, but it doesn't mean you have to be of it, because if that's the case, you need to start feeding to the economy and all kind of stuff, and you're like, gosh, there's so many limitations. But what you're doing is when you feed into the world, those limitations have been put there. When you start focusing and bringing yourself above everything and saying, no, there has to be an easier way, that's your angels telling you to open your mind to the possibilities, the endless possibilities of what it could be. Because, you know, I keep getting your book, I keep getting all the whole things that you're trying to do, and I see them all happening. They might happen on different levels, but they'll still happen. That gets you to the bigger pie, okay? For example, I mean, right now I'm doing this radio show. But my goal is to really to really expand on my psychic work and, you know, touch many people I want to. But also I want to do a real, as I call it, an upgrader, you know, a more up scale radio show of actually working on radio. And but this is still classified as a radio show, and that's from, and I'm getting what I need to do here, which will propel me to go where I'm going to be going. But you have to open your mind up to say, okay, I want a radio show, and I got one. And the same thing with you. You want to get certain things done. It might happen on a smaller scale, but they're like little steps to get you where you need to go, and you will have the bigger thing that you want. And I know you've been putting a lot of energy into this thing too, and you've been. But don't lose the aspect of what you're doing it for, too, is the pleasure of what you had before when you got into it. You don't want to lose that part of it. Because the more you love what you do and you resonate that, you will attract all the opportunities you need to keep doing what you love to do. But some of us lose track at that point because we start thinking about the bills and that kind of stuff, and things are piling up, and, ooh, I've been doing this for so long, and we have to push it all to the side and say, no, let's get back to the pleasure of doing what I love to do. Because I just feel like in the next couple of months, all these things that you've been focusing on and putting all the energy into, you're going to get a great outcome. And I definitely see a lot of money around you. I just feel like the money you're looking for, yes, they have bigger budgets and that kind of stuff, but the idea to actually get this thing done the way you want it done might be on a smaller scale, and you might really be surprised by what you can accomplish with people and that are not so, I don't know how to put it. I don't know the words for it. It's just the ideal. I saw, what's that thing out there in Colorado? Sundance, what is it? Sundance?
In Utah, Sundance Film Festival.
Yes, I was talking to a couple of actors who wasn't too sure about doing certain movies that got out there, but that's when they got their bigger breaks. And they were sitting there talking about that. It propelled them where they're at now. But I'm just saying, keep your mind open to all the possibilities and all the avenues, because you might actually have a couple of things where things are working. I see this one thing actually having four outlets to work with. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess I read tarot. I'm very good at, well, I wouldn't say I'm very good, but I'm good at reading for other people. When it comes to me, I'm very subjective and biased. But I got the Four of Cups a couple of times, and I also talked to another psychic, and he told me the same thing as four, like there's four outlets or four opportunities, and I was assuming that's the Four of Cups.
Oh, so that's what you're sniggering.
Yeah, but however, I just know that one connection, and I don't even know if she's going to email me back or call me back.
Oh, she's going to call you back, because that's why when I sit here and say I see delays, I see the ideal procrastination, but I see communication, and I see it working out in your favor. But I also want you to sit here and focus on what you want to see instead of wandering or asking questions, because every time you ask a question about is it going to happen, there's a little bit of doubt coming out, and it's like you're hearing that subconsciously. I just want you to sit here and focus on this person's going to call and just leave it that way, because I feel like she's going to call. And there is going to be communication between the two. But I think she might put you off a little bit. It's almost like she's looking for something better. But that doesn't mean you're not you're not what she's looking for. It's just she's a person who has to look through all the avenues herself before she realizes it's been in front of her face the whole time. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's called arrogance in Hollywood.
I see. Because, I mean, the movie that I... The movie. It's going to be a movie. The screenplay... It has substance to it, and I figure because of how Hollywood is now, like it's all reality shows and movies with just a kit, you know, there's like a punchline and, you know, no substance and things like that. You know, mine has substance, so I'll feel like, you know, wow, the, you know, breath of fresh air. But that's my perspective, and that's how I feel.
No, no problem. I'm just saying, just with the situation, I want you to just... Really, this is like a really good test of manifestation here, what you can accomplish of living your life and what you want to do. And the idea of focusing on the outcome is going to get greater results than worrying about what's going to happen. And I'm not saying that, you know, there's that worry part, but you've been hearing a lot of things over and over again. So it's the idea of letting it go and let it play itself out, because we all know for a fact if you attach yourself to something, it kind of delays of the maturing of this manifestation, the way you want it to go. Like I said before, I feel like it's all going to fall into place and all the things are going to happen. But I feel like one screenplay gets in, many follow.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm just saying, when you let yourself open to the possibilities, it's surprising what will come through that you know, in the process of, I mean, I've seen this too many times where people put things out there in the universe, and then they start getting offers from people they never even talked to. So this woman here is not the only person. You know, I understand they got these, as they call them, I call them limitations. We have certain ways of doing things. It's just a way of controlling, which when you look at these people, realistically, they don't have that much control of their lives as they think they do. That's why they try to control everybody else in all situations. So, but like I said before, I see communication. I see the whole thing falling. I see it falling into place. I just feel like there's going to be some delays, but, you know, it's like walking down a stairway, and there's a couple of stairs that got holes in them. You got to jump over those. So it's a little bit, it's kind of, there's delays on trying to how to figure out to get around those, okay?
Mm-hmm. So I don't have to I don't need to do anything right now besides wait?
Well, in the process of waiting, you shouldn't be waiting. You should be living your life. The more you live and the more you do and you follow through with the things that you want, and as each day unfolds, live it to the fullest, you get closer to what you're wanting. Seriously. Because when you wait, you stop things. You want to keep the flow going so that manifestation can get to you quicker. Because I feel like there could be some delays, but I also feel like with the situation, I'm trying to focus on the manifestation and just fine-tuning this whole thing, some of those delays won't happen. But as I see it now, you haven't done that. You haven't really done any extra work, so I still see the delays happening. I'm just trying to help you out to understand that you can by stop asking the questions and start focusing on the outcome crystal clear intentions. That I feel like it's almost like straightening out the path to where you can miss and jump over those delays, okay? I've done this too many times. I mean, today I had a computer virus on my computer. I didn't feel like spending any money to get rid of it, so I asked my angels to get rid of it, and they did. Might sound crazy, but, you know, ask. Guidance is, they can help you stop eating those brownies, too. So, okay.
Hello?
Okay. No, I'm still here. Yeah. I was waiting for your comment. Hey, Tara, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
With the situation, intuitionally, do you pick anything up with her situation? And then you can ask your question, too. I mean, well, you can ask your question anyway. I'm just, there's no simulation, so I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, I think she's just experiencing doubt, which is normal. I mean, unfortunately, but I think that's what one of the things we've come here to learn how to overcome and transcend. So, you know,
I couldn't say it better myself.
Like, it sometimes sounds like in her voice, the way she's talking about it, she's her power away to it just because she's not. Sure, but that's normal. I mean, well, I mean, it's normal until you make it or until you're sure of something, right? I mean,
yeah, I'm just saying, redefine normal and say, okay, what's normal? Well, normal is success and just the way it's supposed to happen with
right.
you. And that's what you need to do is get back to that. When we say live your life naturally or living as in nature, the nature of your life is telling yourself that I deserve this, I already have it, and then waiting for it to happen. Or not really waiting for it to happen, but let down the resistance so it can be a part of your life. I always tell people, focus on the essence of what that means. How would you feel right now if that person called you and said, we're going to do this? You'd feel pretty happy, wouldn't you? Well, feel that, and then you'll be living that.
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of meditating, and then I do the, you know, how would I feel if that was when that actually comes to fruition? However, I don't feel like I doubt it at all. I think what it is that I do a lot of connecting, and well, I put out a lot of effort into connecting with someone, and I'm, you know, just waiting. It's basically like, okay, well, when is it going to happen? Versus like, if it's going to happen, I know it will. I just don't know when. And I was like, well, maybe it should be. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure it should be soon. I know it's going to be soon.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just I haven't talked to anybody.
You're not waiting. You're just letting the opportunities fall in the pattern they're supposed to fall in. and then that's getting you closer to where you want to be at. Because when you focus on when is it going to happen, that means you're still focusing on it hasn't happened yet. So you're still focusing on the lack of. Mm-hmm. So when you take yourself, and when I say live your life, and the one thing that helps me out the most, which I think we should be grateful for anything anyway, but I did notice one thing about when you're focusing on being grateful for everything, you don't have time to think about the manifestation, and then it seems to happen quicker because you just detach yourself from it. And that helps you get what you want. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, try that, and then go through the process, and then, because everybody notices their manifestations, but they don't notice them until after they're already living them. They look back and go, oh, I'm either living in the house I've always wanted to live in, or I'm doing a career, and they look back and go, oh, I'm living it. So it happened in the process of living their lives. When you stop to think about it, you stop the process. Everything comes to a halt until you start living again and going with the flow. So go with the flow and tell yourself that this has already happened. I don't need to think about it no more because it's pretty much a done deal.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I understand it better when you said it that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I understand now. Just keep living and don't mm-hmm. worry.
Yes. Just keep living and stop worrying. I tell people, start thinking to yourself every morning before you even get out of bed what you're grateful for, even down to the hair on your toes.
Yeah.
And then you realize when you start thinking about things you're grateful for, then that manifestation also becomes a part of your life. And then you find yourself saying, thank you for the, oh, I got my manifestation. You're sitting there thinking that you got it because you already have it. Alrighty?
Yeah, I see.
Mhm. And I tell everybody who comes on the. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to do tarot cards if anybody was wanting questions. I mean, I'm really willing to put in input.
That's what I was saying. I was about ready to ask you that if you want to stick on the line, and I'll leave your mic open. So as we're doing readings in here, and you want to add something to it, feel free to do so. Well, that's hard to say.
Okay.
And then I was telling everybody, if you want to check out YouTube, no, what is it? Ustream. It's called Ustream.com. Actually, what you can do is you can actually go to my website, go to the page that says Block Talk Radio Live, which is actually, you can see me live in my house right now as we're sitting here doing live TV. The show itself is like as we're actually on here on the stream. You can see me live as we're doing the readings here and that kind of thing. So check it out. You just go to my webpage and you'll see where it says my website. Go there. I think it's the second page, I think. Anyway, it says Block Talk Radio Live. It's television and we're live. So check it out. And if you're doing a reading on here and you actually want to see the cards, make sure I'm actually doing the right cards. Just tell me. I'll hold it up. You can check it out on there and watch me on television. It'd be great. So let's go to our next caller. I'm tired. I forgot that actually this is Saturday night, so we do two three-hour shows. This is a 3-hour show, so we all got plenty of time. So let's get to our callers here. I'm going to 815. Oops. Yeah, we're going 815.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Doing very good.
Welcome to the show, and
thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Tammy.
Tammy?
My name. Mm-hmm.
Tammy, have you called before?
No, this is my first time listening.
Oh, okay, no problem. And so, what do you think so far?
Oh, I've been listening, and I think it's great. I think it's awesome.
Well, thank you. And like I said, everybody, just check out the thing. You can see me live. I'll sit and wait to you guys.
Yeah, I didn't catch that. I didn't catch your website. What's your website?
Okay, the website, if you want to... Also, I was going to tell everybody, too. I used to do it at the beginning of the show. I forgot. Right now, I do take... I'm taking donations. I have a fund called the Going to Colorado Fund and Support the Show Fund. And if you give me a... for every $12 donation or more, I'll give you a 5-card angel reading. And actually, for the next 2 weeks, if you donate $99 to the show, I will give you 60 90-minute readings. And so... That is, you know, right now they're actually going, I think they're going for like $175 for six, I think. I'm not, don't, you know, Actually, no, it's $175 for three sessions of a like life coach and relationship counseling. But if you go, this is a good deal because if you donate $99, you got six sessions, and whatever I do, life coach, whatever readings, whatever you want to do with them, you can do whatever you want to do with those readings, and I'll honor that because they're 60-90-minute readings, and usually when you do relationship counseling and life coaching and that kind of stuff, those are 90-minute sessions. So you can do the same thing you want with those too. So if you really want to take advantage of those things and donate that money. The website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And you can also see me live on television on Ustream. And we're trying to, you know, promote the whole thing so we can actually, it's like a radio, live TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out.
Cool.
Yeah, so check that out. And looking forward to a whole lot more people coming here. So like I said, if you guys donate... if you're a person who's like you said, like with the $99, I've already had a couple of clients who called me up and said, I don't have $99, but if I give you $50 donation, can I get like three sessions? And what I did was, since I like bold people who come to me and say, hey, here's a deal for you, and I actually gave them four sessions for $50. So if you have something like that, feel free to call me. I'm a very open minded person. I don't believe I've ever said no to anybody. So if you're a person who's just not right in those two situations, or you just want to take advantage of the $12, go right ahead. It's all open. There's choices for everybody. And I guarantee you, for every person who comes on the show and gets a reading, every person who donates money to the show, you're touching about 10 to 15 people. At least five, I know. So it's touching a lot. So it's like one of those things that's just resonating out there. And you don't realize how much it helps just not the show, but it helps everybody else who calls in here because it gives them a forum where they can get the answers to the questions. And I just appreciate it because it gives me a chance to practice what I love to do anyway. So let's all work together and see what happens with the whole situation.
Right.
So, So if you didn't catch that website again is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And also, I want to bring up something real quick, too. I was talking about Hemi Sync CDs. If you want to listen to these CDs are great for meditations, great for focus and concentration. What it is, Hemi Sync is what it does, it has a tone underneath the music that when it resonates, as you're wearing your headsets, your brain hears it. It enables both hemispheres of the brain to work together, which will give you intense concentration and focus. And if you want to contact or just go on the web and check these things out, that website is www.hemi. That's HEMI-SYNC.com. And we actually had a commercial we were doing for that too. It was like people would come up there and the guy would hear the Hemi Sync CD playing in someone's car, and he goes, "Is that a Hemi?" "Yeah." And the guy goes, "Sweet." So,
so yeah, I think we've seen that one.
So I seen that truck commercial. I thought it'd be mm-hmm. great for the Hemi Sync CDs. I could just do commercials for these people, huh?
Right.
So if you want to contact them, if you want to call them, you can also call them at 1-800-541-2488. And so if anybody wants, also I want to offer out there too, if anybody wants to sponsor the show, I recommend you contact me through my website, and we'll sit down and have some coffee and talk about it. We welcome sponsorship and anything, any kind of input, anything you want to do, and kind of thing. We work with everybody, and just want to really expand on the show. If you're a person who wants to advertise to the show, just go and find how much it would cost to advertise to a 3-hour show or 2-hour show, and come to me, and I'll split it. I'll cut it in half. So there you go. If you're parents out there, and you have a very gifted child, but you don't know how to deal with that, or what the tools or the steps to deal with that, I work with people in those situations. So contact me through my website. And right now, we're actually trying to get those donations coming in, so I can actually get the phone turned back on. I just had other priorities I had to focus on because I wanted to keep the show going. And I have Skype, and I can call anybody on Skype, so therefore I decided to put everything keeping the show and the equipment and everything else going up so we could keep this going. And we've actually expanded. Now we have two shows a day. And we're actually having a show tomorrow, too, at noon, called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Brunch. So join us for that one, too. I have an open forum. So call us, and we'll see what's up, guys. So our caller. Hello. Sorry.
It's okay.
No, I just want to get everything out there, make sure everybody's got the thing going on. But check the Ustream out because I'm just trying to get something new. I just want to get some input and see how it's working. But go ahead and ask your question.
It's not working. It's off air.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Let's see what we got going on here. It says it's off air? Okay.
Yeah, when I go to the site. Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we got here. Update. And, no. Oh. There we go. All right. Does anybody see it now? Like I said, okay, hold up. Trying to
www.psychic
and
dash journeyman. What was that last part? Yourwebsite.com?
Yes, YolaSite. YolaSite.com. Okay, wrong one. Anyway, so if you got a thing going on, did I freeze? Sometimes in these situations, you're trying to go, okay, what the heck just happened there? All right, here we go. So, sweetie, if you want to go ahead and ask your question.
Oh, it was just about my grandson. I just stopped seeing him for a while, probably like 2 months now, and I just want to see if that returns back to normal the way it was, the way it used to be, or...
Well, it's actually one of those things that actually, like, sticking to your guns, and it can actually be better. Because they keep saying they don't want to go to back. They don't want it to go back to the way it was, in a sense of the word. Almost like they get the impression of more honesty.
Yeah, cause I had him every weekend, like for 3 years, and then all of a sudden... You know, my son, he changed his schedule, and he's stepping up to the plate and everything, and hopefully he keeps it up, but it was on bad terms with him and I, so it kind of interfered with that whole situation. And it's not fair to my grandson, as it's not only me, but it's his other grandmother as well.
Right. But he is sometimes hard to deal with.
Oh, my grandson, you mean, or my son?
Well, actually, both.
Yeah, exactly.
They are one and the same in some sense of the word, aren't they?
Yeah, most definitely.
Which, you know, it's one of those things, and why do I get... I don't know, when I pick up... I was your son, and I was trying to pick up on the his wife. I keep getting absence.
Well, they're divorced.
Okay.
I don't know who he's seeing or anything like that.
Well, I just get an absence between him and his wife, his ex-wife. And I was just trying to...
Well, he hasn't been dealing with her for 3 years. I have. And then all of a sudden, he comes back in the picture.
Okay, you've been dealing... Okay.
He hasn't been talking to her for 3 years.
Okay.
I'm the one that, you know...
This is your son, right?
Yeah.
But you've been dealing with her...
Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to see my grandson, is why. Because I was seeing him the whole time. I was picking him up and dropping him off. And
so she's a pain in the butt, too, huh?
Yeah.
Well, can we say like attracts like?
Yes, exactly. You could say that very well put. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, shoot. I'm trying to... The girl that had the area code 903.
Gosh. Yeah. Gail,
thank you. God, I keep getting Gloria with you.
Gloria.
Was this like your favorite song? Gloria, Gloria, or something. I just keep getting Gloria connection with you.
Oh, I'm not for sure. Yeah.
Sometimes with situations, I always ask people about names and that kind of stuff. If something resonates with you, it doesn't mean that you have to have a person in your life named Gloria, but it could also be... If you don't and you hear that name from time to time in your head, that's one of your guides talking to you. So that's why I was bringing it up. Because I feel like you are connected to three of your guides. I feel like there's going to be another one coming. They're all around you, but the idea of connecting with them, I see like you're connected to three. The one's coming in. You have a fifth one. And it's almost like they're trying to decide who's going to be the main guide. They're all kind of like formulating the whole thing. Who's he going to listen to? And they keep telling you to focus. Okay, when you feel a presence on the right side, you need to specify. Okay, I want to hear the information. When I'm getting information as I'm doing card readings and that kind of stuff, could you please stay on the right side so I know where to focus so I can pick that up? And that's what they keep telling you. This would actually really enhance a lot with your readings. Your angels are also around you too. The thing I get is a very strong support card. I also get comfort and knowing. So when I say support, the support card basically is a card that says, when you look at it, it's pretty self-explanatory because it's got angels and guides and Indian guides, and it's basically saying you have a lot of support around you. It's just the idea of trusting it and really opening yourself up to it. And then with our caller, the switchboard keeps fluctuating, so it's freaking me out. So our caller with the sun, it's actually grandson, but when you look at both of them, it's kind of distinguished between the both and on the energy and that kind of stuff. Because it's almost like the grandson kind of masked your son when he was that age.
Yeah, and we were extremely close. That's why I think, like I said, we've been raising him for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then to not go to seeing him, you know. I wanted to take him up to Minnesota for a trip for a week, too. We usually go up there and bring him. But I don't know for sure with everything going on if I should take a step back and see what happens. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's the way that my son did it. It was not a good thing. It was all of a sudden just bam, mean words, the whole nine yards, out of nowhere. So that's what kind of threw everything off. There was no reason. It was out of the blue.
Okay, with Gail, what do you pick up, Gail?
Oh, I didn't hear what she said, everything, but I'll pull a card for her. Can you repeat what you said?
What's better, grandson? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted to find out, basically, you know, when I'm going to start seeing him again. And I'm not sure why my son even pulled all this. I mean, it was just, like I said, boom, all of a sudden. And it was mean words. I mean, just very, very nasty, mean words.
Okay. Oh, well, I see. Well, I get the Ten of Cups. And so it seems like you will see them again. It's going to be a happy meeting. I think the cup is an emotional card, so you maybe have to express your feelings to them, like you have to clear the air. So it can be the end of one cycle to the beginning of another one that's happier, and everything will be fine and dandy again. Oh, I also pulled the devil card. So, I mean, maybe there's like some bad blood somewhere. So, and I guess that's part of what you need to clear out. And the Queen of Swords. Okay, oh.
That would definitely be a clear out. Cut it loose.
Yeah, it's redundant, actually. I get the Ten of Cups, the Devil, and the Queen of Swords. So someone's bitter. And so maybe it's like, and it's the word too. It's a woman who's probably the one who's backbiting or just being bitter and mean.
Hmm.
Do you know who that is?
I have no idea.
You got the ex-wife's kind of bitter. She doesn't really always show on the surface, but she seems underneath the surface. She seems to be blaming everybody. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah, she's been like real cold and stuff since all this. So
she needs to realize her part in this thing too, because I always tell everybody, you know, you're a part of it, you're the situation, and something you did has actually manifested something in the situation and had to do with you as well. And she's just not willing to admit any blame.
No, and I was thinking that maybe my son was on drugs or something because of the way that everything happened. It just wasn't him. I mean, it was so weird. He was fine one day, and then it's like 2 days later, he just, for no reason, just started saying mean things and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just strange. The whole thing was very strange. And I don't have that much time and energy to devote to it anymore. I'm getting busy myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, timing-wise, it was probably, if it was going to happen like this, it probably would have been the best thing now. But I didn't know if I should just stay backed off or if I should just, you know, confront both of them more or less.
I get the impression you should just back off, because I feel like the more you back off and let it go, what you're trying to really change the situation to be a more positive one, I feel like that's what you're going to get by letting go of it instead of trying to come up with some kind of solution here within. Because you really don't have anybody who's listening to you, because they all have their own little different ways of doing it. The son, he has a way of doing it. The grandson has his own little agenda. The wife, the ex-wife has an agenda. And nobody's really coming together to collaborate on anything. So you just be the fourth. You'll just be the fourth. And it's just like banging your head. And there's a lot of people banging their head in the situation. You just want to hand a towel to them and say, okay, when you're done, let me know.
Right, exactly. That's very true. That's very true. That's very true. And plus, do you see anything coming up financially for me? I am laid off. And I have started up my own business. And I did go for a job interview recently, too, with testing and stuff. So hopefully I'll get that position.
You're hoping to get this position?
Mm-hmm.
What was the position again?
911 dispatcher. But I also have two books coming out next month, too.
Well, the way I look at it, I would look at you as being a person of three avenues. So you should pursue all of them. Because I feel like that the idea with the 911 operator says, yes, you are definitely going to get this job. It's also a choice, because there's a lot of things else that comes between. It's like when one comes through, a lot of other things come through, too. So they're like, weigh your option. Also, point yourself in the direction that you really want to do. I feel like you really want to do this operating job.
Well, yeah, I have most experience with that. And like I said, I wasn't sure, because my books are due out soon. They're due out in another month.
What
and
are
I
your
have,
books?
I have two of them. One is called Walk in Peace, and the other one is called My Soulful Journey.
What is it?
The second one is, there's Walk in Peace and My Soulful Journey.
So, let me ask you a question. How can they get a hold of these books for the people that might want to get a copy of this book?
I have them on my website, and I just started taking pre-orders for one of them. The other one, I should start taking pre-orders in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, cool. Well, let everybody know what your website is so they can actually contact you and get a copy of the books. And, you know, if I can get a copy of this book, and we can actually work,
sure.
get a private reading or something in exchange for books or something, that'd be great.
Oh, sure.
If not, just let me know what you want to do and that kind of stuff, but promote yourself as fully as you can. Get the information out to the people right now.
Oh,
so
okay, great.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. My website is www.womensrecreation.com. So I'm on the website, and the books are on there as well. I have a fan page on Facebook as well.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how would they get on there?
It's the same thing in the search box. Just put womensrecreation.com.
Okay, but it's also saying that you need to focus on brilliant ideas. Keep focusing on that, brilliant ideas, because the books are just the tip of the iceberg here, okay? There's a lot more to go with that one. The idea of 911 operator is something you can continue to do if you want to, but it seems like there's going to be some things on there that might conflict with that is in your scheduling. So it might be changing because the books and that kind of stuff, you feel like they might be taken as lukewarm at first, but it's just a slow warm-up, okay? Because it talks about bringing ideals to focus on more books. I feel like there's more books coming, too. It also says miracles, and you are a miracle. There's a lot of things that, for some reason about that whole thing, I feel like you've touched a lot of people's lives already, and you need to continue to do that.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, and also, I pulled a card as far as your finances and career, and I got the Nine of Cups, and that's like your heart's desire card. So I think that whatever you are, your heart is set on, that's what's going to come to fruition. So it's all good.
Yeah. And then we'll sit here and go, celebration time is coming.
Good. It's been a long road.
Yes, but
it really
it's a long,
has.
Putting the energy
really
out there, and it's going to, the balance that you're looking for is coming. So I also want to bring someone else on the show, too, if I could, if you guys don't mind. Her name is Amy. Amy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
I am terrible. I'm just kidding.
okay.
I'm terribly happy. So
wonderful. Nice save.
So, thank you. So, Amy, I want to, okay. I'd be terrible at parties. I can't introduce people because I keep forgetting their names. This is, oh, gosh, I just forgot.
My name is Tammy.
Tammy.
Yep.
And then we have not Gloria.
Gail.
Gail. Everybody, meet
Hi,
Amy.
Tammy and Gail.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Thank you. That's how you do it, isn't it, Amy? You say their names over and over so you won't forget them. So, I was in sales. But you think if I was in sales, I remember that. But when I got out of sales, I wanted to forget about sales, right? So I forgot about everything else, too. Anyway, let's get back to this whole thing. This is Psychic Journey Man here on Psychic Man Talk. Oh, shoot. Take a deep breath. This is Psychic Journey Man here on Psychic Journey Man Talk Radio. Thank you very much. And welcome, everybody. Everybody in the chat room, thank you for being here. Really appreciate the whole thing. Everybody who's donated the show to the night, thank you all. I love it. And it's been great. So I'm not leaving. But I'm just saying it's great. This is actually free angel reading, Roundtable Midnight. So everybody, if you got opinions or anything you want to bring to the table, please do so. If you're a psychic out there and you want to come on, just let me know in the chat room or whatever. Just all have fun here. Open up. So we have Gail and we have Tammy. And okay, we lost somebody. I'm just making sure it wasn't one of the mics. Okay. There's so much fluctuation in these switchboards. You never know if you lost somebody, you gained somebody. Anyway, with the situation, Amy, how are you?
I'm feeling better today. Thanks.
Yeah.
I had to postpone my trip because, I don't know, the night before the earthquake tsunami thing, I don't know. I was hot, cold. I thought I was coming down with the flu.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. I'm feeling more together, more stabilized today.
Yeah, I was just sitting there. If you listen to Tammy's story about the situation she was in, but I just feel like it's one of those things of, you know, letting it go and getting better results by letting it go than trying to figure out a solution within it. So I just, you know, everybody has any opinions about the whole thing. I know, Amy, you've been kind of going through your thing and that kind of stuff, so.
Yeah, I didn't realize how you know, one could be affected by something huge with the earth coming on. I mean, yeah, in theory, you know, it makes sense, you know, but I just never, I don't know, 4 days before that whole thing, I had a low-grade fever. I was feeling hot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think we should listen to our bodies. You know, when things are going on, it's strange. They do try and tell us, you know.
Oh, no, I understand perfectly. Like I said before, I was talking last night with when my dad passed away. It was like a week before that happened. I have a fever and everything. I mean, it's just like the world was spinning and certain things were going on. And I had like 104 temperature. And I was like, okay, how come it keeps going up and up and up and up and not down? And I was like freaking out. And then this thing happened later on with my dad. And I'm like, for some reason, I feel like they were connected. It was like a sign for me, too, saying, okay, this is going to happen. This is what's going to happen. I'm like, I didn't catch it. Me and my dad have never been really close either. So maybe that could be one of the reasons why I didn't catch it like I should have. But, you know. But it was interesting in itself. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. Can I ask one question before I forget it?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. I have a chance to go to a conference, and it's in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be on July, like, 10th through the 13th. And it's through, I mean, it's a book signing, and it's very expensive. But I do have a chance to go. The publishing company, you know, said I was invited to go. So I don't know, and this might be part of what you said as far as the scheduling problems or issues if I do get that other position.
Mm-hmm.
But do you guys see me going for this conference?
I will put it to you like this. Go, 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 go. That's what came to me. So you need to go.
It's major book signing.
Like yeah,
said, it's very expensive.
I'm just saying you need to go. It might be expensive, but when the thing plays itself out, you're going to see that it was well worth the trip. Anybody else?
I don't think she's going. I think it's too much of a risk or gamble financially. Because I think financially things are going to pick up for her. I was looking at that before when I was waiting to come on. I didn't see any major changes, though, till like the summertime. But I just don't think these changes are going to be in time for you to, you know, go to this with a clear conscience about money.
I just don't see that.
Okay.
I say get a new outfit. Buy a new outfit before you go. And have a good look. Have a good persona.
You know,
just be you.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, Amy, is it possible that she can also change this with putting on her
Of course. Anything I see can be changed with free will. Absolutely. She could decide to go. I'm just saying what it looks like right now.
If she continues
to go on the path that she's going on and doesn't make any huge dramatic shifts or changes with her energy or her decision making, I don't see
right.
her going.
Okay.
Well, I already
but you do know that.
I already, like, if I get this position, I already let them know the date of it. So
mm-hmm.
that, if I got the position, it would actually pay for itself. If if I was offered the job, I would go on it. If I didn't get the job, I could not afford to go. And they already know about the date and everything, so I already handled all that.
So you open the door. That's
yep.
good. That's good. Yeah, no, that's good. I like that. But I was saying, that's why I got two, is the idea of some, you know, I got to go. But I also feel like, you know, once you put your mind to it, put your energy into it, because you're not really putting your energy completely into it. You've opened the doors, but now you need to walk through it.
Right. Almost definitely.
Yeah, so, you know, that's one thing I see, too. I'm just saying, because I've had this before, too. I like the idea when people call me and say, I went and started manifesting this thing and proved you wrong. Well, good for you. You know, use that motivation. I've done it before, too, so...
Yeah, I've definitely moved forward in all the right directions and doing everything I can. Now I'm at the waiting part of it. And that's probably the worst, but yeah. I've done the testing, and it's like waiting
mm-hmm.
to see when the test comes back and stuff like that. They said it would be 2 weeks before I heard anything, so.
I'm just saying, I suggest to people when they're in the situations of waiting, stop waiting. And just start living your life. Let it go.
Oh, yeah.
It'll happen a whole lot quicker, I swear. Because I mean, I've done that before, too. I've noticed, okay, what's the difference between the one when it happened quickly and it didn't? Oh, it was the point of stopping and waiting. So I stopped doing that.
Yeah,
I think I said that right.
Yep.
So, so I'm just making sure I was getting it out there to you. But I was also telling everybody, if you want to sit there and go on, it's called Ustream. You can actually see me live. Yeah, so
oh,
no.
And
go ahead.
I was going to say that Uranus has just went to Aries, and that's a good time to be a pioneer and to take risk and to just go for it. And a lot of entrepreneur efforts should pay off. So, I mean, it's perfect timing. It's always a risk to anything that you want to do that's going to be worthwhile for you, that'll make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you shouldn't worry about it. Money or anything, money will come to you if that's the case. And I still say get a new outfit.
Yeah, definitely. If I can do the both trips, I would be one happy camper this year. I mean, I was putting in 80 hours a week with the website and, you know, the books and everything else. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm waiting for everything to manifest now. I already have my house picked out that I want to move to. Everything has been pro moving forward.
Yeah, go take a picture of your house and put it on your focus board.
I already did.
Okay.
I have the actual printout from the real estate agent. I went and looked at it.
Yeah, that's cool. That's what I've done that before, too. Yeah. So, I go to the house, get those things. They have those little things on the outside where it's got a printout of the house and stuff and put it right on the bottom. There you go.
Oh, exactly. And then I look at it in the morning, and then I definitely look at it like the last thing before I go to bed at night, so then I can dream and manifest on it that way as well.
Yeah, and anything you can do, you know, anything you throw in there, happiness, you know, trees, and say you want to do the front yard again over, and maybe, you know, whatever it is, get that feel of the whole thing. I love that whole thing. And
mm-hmm.
tell people, you want to go buy a car, go to the car lot. Even if you don't have the money right now, just go there and get your hands on that wheel, feel that leather, that kind of stuff, and you'll be amazed when you
really
get
because
there.
It sticks with you. It sticks with you.
Yeah, opportunities start opening up, too. It's kind of crazy, but it's also great. Fantastic. I love it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And like I said, my books, both of them come out April 15th.
April 15th?
Yep. So that's only like a month away.
So it's all picture these things going to the top and being the top 10 and then the top one. Or if you want to go to the top one, go right to the top one. Bestseller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. It will be great. So that's what I've been kind of focusing on and. Just paying attention to that.
Like,
other than that, I think there's nothing else that should be coming up anyway, but just my grandson and my work, that's it.
Well, just put yourself busy what you got to do and focus on you and your career and that kind of stuff going on and these other things that you've been focusing on there for a while. I just feel like once you like those go, then you're going to get some really good results from them. And things are going to turn around. I really
mm-hmm.
do.
Okay. Yeah. Well, great. I appreciate it so much.
No problem. And if you want to sit there and tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and order a copy of those books, go ahead and tell them before you leave.
Right. And maybe everything happened with my grandson for a reason this time. You know, the timing, maybe. That's how I'm going to look at it. Is maybe it happened for a reason, the timing.
Maybe you might want to go back to, I mean, how did you deal with your son at that age, too? Because they seem like there's a lot of similarities.
Oh, stubborn. They're both.
Yeah. So maybe if you go back when you dealt with your son, you could deal, you know, might
yeah.
actually help you with both of them at this time, too, as well. And then you got the ex-wife who's also stubborn because of not letting down her resistance of actually admitting to herself her part in this whole thing, too.
Right.
I think once that happens, that's like a waterfall of emotions.
Yeah.
But it will definitely clear the air.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just being cold, is not doing anything else but prolonging everything going on. So she's I guess you would say if you're not part of the solution, she's definitely part of the problem.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I appreciate it. My website is womensrecreation.com, and like I said, the books are on there and stuff too. So I do appreciate it, and I will tune in. I'll mark you as a favorite. And I'm going to listen to the rest of the show. So,
yeah. If you want to donate $5.50, you're right ahead. I don't know what that $5.50 came in my head for some reason. Because I've been telling everybody, yeah, we have this thing going on where if you donate $12 or more to the show, you'll get a 5-card angel reading, but you can still donate anything you want to the show. So if you got a buck and you're like, oh, I could do this. I've done this before when I go to church, and I had 6 cents in my pocket, and I gave it a communion.
Mm-hmm.
It all, I think it all adds up. I mean, if I collected every penny I saw in the last week, I mean, we're talking, it's like a dollar, but that's a lot of pennies.
But, oh, yes, definitely.
You know, so I'm just saying it adds up. And
it does.
It affects, you know, the more you help the single, I guess the individual, it just makes the whole stronger.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So
yes,
there you
definitely.
Go.
Well, I appreciate it very much.
Oh,
and
you're welcome.
I'll go ahead
thank
and listen
you.
To the rest of the show. Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the call, and you have a great night. Fantastic.
Oh, you too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. I'm trying to figure out which one she is. All right. Okay. I was trying to find that one. All right, guys, I'm not whispering to myself. It's just the switchboard has a tendency to jump, and it's actually full of people, so I'm just making sure I don't cut somebody off. So let's go here. Okay, area code 540. You're on the air.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Are you calling from Virginia?
I am.
Yes, you are. 540, and... trying to figure out. My brother lives in, I think he lives in Fairfax.
Okay,
close
part of Virginia.
Northern
yeah,
Virginia?
I'm in the southeastern part.
So, well, go ahead and say hello to Gail and Amy.
Hello, Gail and Amy.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
And what's your name?
David.
David. How you doing, David?
Good.
Hey, where are you? Okay. What's the next one? Oh, yeah. Do you have a couple questions for us?
I do. As far as, like, I have an extra sensitivity. I'm very empathic right now.
Mm-hmm.
I am empathic, but to this, I'm empathic to a level that's uncomfortable. And I was told it may have been, like, a spiritual thing, like spirits, like, messing with me. Or, you know, I'm not real sure exactly what it is that I need to be grounded, but I try to work closely with my angels. I've been talking to them a lot today, and I saw your show, and I figured I'd call and see what they thought, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing I get the most is, I don't get the idea of a spirit messing with you. I get the impression, well, it came to me the first time. I didn't mean to cut you off, Amy.
No, go ahead.
The thing I got was, you need to work with yourself and to, it's like learn how to I had to do this myself, where I was working with myself to learn how to open up in certain times of keeping that frequency down and just working with it. And once I started working with it, I was able to, I could open up for some people, other people I was able to close it. I could sense things before they happen. And I was a person too. You touch me, I touch something, I pick impressions up from things. I mean, a girl gave me a ring one time. I told her 2 seconds who gave it to her, what happened to it, the exchange and the whole thing. You know, but at the same time, I had a friend of mine who also touched my leg one time, who was going through a very stressful time in her life, and I absorbed all of it. So that was kind of intense. So I had to learn how to protect myself too as well. So that's what I get with you, is it's like finding techniques that you're comfortable with working with to help you learn how to use this gift and to see it as a gift. Because a lot of people sit and go, well, I think it's, you know, this and that, but I just look at those people and say, well, if you're not really comfortable with it, there is a way of getting that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to work with it, and it's part of, I guess it's called the spiritual path. It's one of those things I talk about too. When I got balanced between the physical and the spiritual, I was able to actually use those in a very giving way of helping people and really seeing things and actually protecting myself. I mean, there have been so many people come to my life where I'm sitting there going, spidey sense just kicked in. Mm-hmm. And people go, why'd you shut off yourself from me before? I mean, why did you shut yourself off to me? And I said, well, you tell me, because I just, you know, I have learned in some situations to not let your curiosity take you there, because a lot of times it's just, you don't need to go there.
Yeah.
It's just a curiosity thing. So keep working with your angels, but you know that one thing too, working with certain techniques and meditations and that kind of stuff. Also, when you don't understand things, ask your angels to clarify for you too, bring it down to a level you can understand. Because that's what they're there for. It's like anticipation. They've been sitting there for the week. That's why I keep getting a week and going, you know, just ask us some more clarity. And you seem that you hear the messages, but you don't ask the clarity. Sometimes you don't understand that whole thing. You try to figure it out on your own, and they're like, ooh, you know, like it looks like a kid in a class raising his hand. We can help.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it one step further and just keep working with them until you do. Sorry, Amy. What did you pick up on this?
No, I was just commenting that what an interesting topic, because I just had a man who wrote a book, an author, on my show last night about this very subject, about how to protect your personal energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put the website up in your chat room, Donnie, so that this gentleman can take a look at it and be brought
Great.
Back to this guy's website. His name is Tommy Hensel, and he's a really, really cool guy. If you go to my site or my show on BTR, you can listen to the archives. I did an interview with him last night, and he stuck around and read with me. We had a lot of fun. The name of my show is Keep Psychic Game. But let me put this up right in the chat room here. The name of his book is called Invisible Armor, and he has some really great techniques in that book about how to protect your personal energy, because he was on the show last night saying that most people are empathic. You know, degrees of sensitivity vary, of course, but that's like the broadest or most commonly found psychic ability that humanity has or that people have. So when I looked at you personally, I'm seeing that you feel like a little bit like I'm trapped or I'm stuck with this. Like there's nothing that I can do to regulate the flow of energy. And I get, you know, sometimes this energy makes you feel like you're hitting some kind of emotional bottom. It's like a negative experience. And they're saying you're completely in the dark and feeling a bit lost or confused by this, and a little bit paranoid too of like what you're feeling and what you're sensing. So I would definitely recommend picking up his book. He has a CD set as well that he has put out. You know, so we really need to protect our energy. I completely understand, you know, you're feeling a little bit trapped by this, but there is something that you can do. You're not a victim of this gift. You know what I mean? Because that's how you're coming to me. Your energy is coming to me through my card thing. He feels like a little bit like he can't see his way out, almost like he's a hostage of this gift. And that doesn't have to be the case. You know, you don't have to be victim to this and feel like, you know, oh my God, I'm gonna feel like I'm dying here. Because I get you're very, very sensitive. So they're showing me like he's afraid of going emotionally to a place that he doesn't want to go to, like a bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would recommend. There, you can be independent of this and really put some boundaries on your personal energy and learn to identify what you want in your life, what you don't want, and how to adjust your life accordingly. Because you might have some things in there that you don't want that might elicit a negative response empathically. And you might want to reassess that and say, okay, why do I have this person around me?
Mm-hmm.
Just constantly feels like they're draining me. You know, why am I in this relationship? Is this really a good fit for me? There's a lot of questions to be asked. But he goes through all of that in his book.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
His name is Tommy Hensel.
Okay.
And his website, let me see here, is thomashensel.com. I'll put that in the chat room. Can you see the chat room for where you are? Are you on a computer?
I can't actually. Well, I haven't put in my I haven't signed in.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's www.thomashensel.com. That's the name of the author. So if you go to thomashensel.com, you can read up about him, and then there's a link to his other website, which is invisiblearmor.com.
Mm.
And that's the book.
Okay.
And he also does personal sessions with people, too, if you're really interested in learning a bit more about psychic self-defense. But he's really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. I do have another question. As far as, like, at one point I was trying to send loving and healing energy to people.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering how that was going when I was doing it. Was it working? I mean, were they responding to it well? Hello?
No,
yeah,
no.
Oh, we're looking at it. Let's see.
Oh, okay.
We're focusing here.
Hello?
Gail?
Yeah. I wanted to say this, because when he was talking about the first question about the spirit guides, I had pulled three cards, but I was kind of confused about it, because what I got, I'm not sure if you're into tarot cards, but the three cards were the Nine of Pentacles, the Five of Cups, and the Ten of Cups. And how I was reading that, it was like it's security and comfort in those who are like in sorrow or disappointment, and it makes it better. The Ten of Cups is like a happy card, emotional happiness. So, but I couldn't see how that fit in with your first question as far as like are you getting in touch with your angels? But I saw that like there's physical comfort and security with those who are in distress or in sorrow, because there's three cups that are up and two down, and they're disappointed about this, crying over spilled milk. But the end result is happiness, complete happiness, emotional happiness.
Yeah,
so I just wanted to throw that in.
Well, I said to pull my cards out, too, my angel cards, and the very first card that came up was sensitivity. You're extra sensitive to the energies and emotions right now. But it says you need to honor yourself, and you need to honor your feelings and how you feel in that whole thing. It's like examining what you feel in certain situations and that kind of stuff, and kind of look at why, because it's like that is definitely an avenue for your angels to communicate through. But it also talks about Archangel Metatron, which it talks about chakra clearing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like call up on the angels to help you open up your chakras. But they also there's also this ancient language of the angels, and there's sacred geometric shapes and that kind of stuff, of paying attention to your dreams and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Of seeing certain things and then trying to do the research to find out what they mean.
Okay.
But it also talks about healing, and it talks about remember who you are. So it's like you're a powerful, loving, created child of God, very loved. I feel like that you have a lot of angels around you, and the idea of answering your question about you sending energy and love out to everybody else is the ideal of asking yourself, okay, just do it. Don't worry about if it's being accepted and it's being taken in. It's the ideal if you need to do it, so you're honoring yourself in that way too. Or just put it out there to everybody and say, okay, I love everybody. You see God in everybody. You see the potential. You actually see everybody for who they are, even if they don't see it. So it's like one of those things. I've always had to learn to watch that, because I see that. I see things with people, but they also have to go through their own process to get there. And sometimes I have a tendency to push because I can see the potential. But, you know, it's like beating the heck out of a rose and hoping it grows faster. It's just not going to happen. Each one of those petals are going to come out when they feel like it. And when you honor that and let him do just that, then you see the beauty of the whole thing when it's done and over. So that's what it's here. It's like looking at you the same way, you know. Remember who you are, manifest, exactly that. And that's what you're trying to do. I just get the impression when I see you giving love to everyone, that's nurturing yourself. So it's not the idea of worrying about if it's been taken good or taken badly. When you get caught up in the idea of trying to please the whole world, that can be just too much responsibility. And it can be overwhelming. So you don't want to do that. And sometimes when you have empathic ability and that kind of stuff, you have a tendency to get caught up in that and try to please everybody. Because, I mean, when you feel it, you want everybody to feel the same way, too. So you kind of get caught up in the responsibility of that whole thing. So it's just like the idea of learning how to, like Amy was talking about, set boundaries for yourself. And realize you are a very prosperous person because of who you are. Like sometimes I feel like you do have a tendency to not look at yourself as an asset.
It's 111, make a wish, sorry.
No problem, sweetie. I'm going to make a wish right now. I wish I had $1 million.
Why limit yourself, Donnie? Don't say $1 million. Oh, my God, you're limiting yourself.
I'm not limiting myself. I feel like now, right now, if I got hit with $1 million.
Sky's the limit.
Well, if it was this guy, it was limit. $1 million came right now, it hurt. But I'm kidding. Come on. I'm just saying, have you ever been hit with a freaking pile of money? I have.
I'm open.
Dollar bills. Got paper bets and everything, man. Am I kidding? I'm always joking. But if $1 million hit me right now, I'd have all the money I need to get Band-Aids. So who cares about a freaking paper cut, huh? So I'm going to bring some other people on. If you guys all want to stick around, you're more than welcome to do so. David, if you want to stick around, you're very empathic. I mean, it's one of those things. If you don't feel like doing that and you just want to scoot out, you're more than welcome to do so. I just want to bring some other people on. And I'm trying to do this format of the round table. We can't have a round table if we only got two or three leaves. Or what do you call those things on the table? Yeah, leaves, aren't they? Well, it really got quiet on that one, didn't it? Does anybody have an answer what they call that little thing you put in the middle of the table to make it bigger?
A leaf?
I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, I want to have a complete round table, so we'll just sit and ask people as they come on. 864, okay, is that 864? Yeah, 864, Erica, are you on the air?
Hey, I hate to bother you, but I called you a couple days ago, and I was talking about a situation in a relationship that kind of went bad, and I really don't want it to. It's just affecting my mind. I can't sleep, and I was just wondering if you got any kind of beat on what might be happening.
Let me ask you a question. I remember talking to you. Just tell me what your name is again. Sorry.
John.
That's what I thought. I had John in my head. Okay. John, say hello to Gail, Amy, and David.
Hey, David, Gail, and Amy, how are you?
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
We're all doing great. I want you to say the same thing to yourself, too, John. So I feel great. I'm very loved and respected.
I feel great and very loved and respected.
Here you go. Okay. I've talked to John before, so Amy, if you could, is there anything you're picking up here?
Well, I just need the name of the other person or like an initial or something to look at so I can see
Cindy.
Where it's... Cindy, okay.
That's a big initial, huh?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, let's see. Cindy doesn't know what to do. Cindy wants to be self-reliant and independent. I see cat-like energy around her. You know how you can't really tell a cat what to do. They do their own thing. She's saying, I want to take a moderate middle road approach to this. I don't want to do anything extreme, so I don't see her completely walking away, but I just get, you know, I want to tone things down. I want more focus on me, my life, my self-reliance and independence. So let's just see what that means for the relationship. Let's just see. What does that mean for John? I see her coming and going. I get coming and going. I don't see anything stable, but I don't see her completely walking out of the situation either.
Well, she has so far.
Well, I don't see that. I'm getting, when I look to the future, I get coming and going. Have you talked to her at all?
No, she won't talk to me.
Well,
yeah,
that's
what I see for the future, though. I get coming and going, so I don't think this is going to be permanent. I don't get that about it.
And when you get the situation of the comings and goings, just because you guys are not together doesn't mean the energy is not going and coming, too. I've seen a lot of, I mean, just, that's what I feel, the situation, because I mean, like, I don't know.
I moved 3,000 miles to get in this relationship and poured a bunch of money, and it just affected me terribly, and I love her, and I'm very hurt, you know. I mean, we're engaged, and I come home from work, and everything's gone, and the cars are full of furniture, and I'm going, what's happening, and I can't sleep at night. I got a business that I'm praying over. I mean, I'm just going insane. It's like everything's just dropping at the same time.
Well, they're saying you need to cut her off because they're talking about her being a bit materialistic and a bit money-grubbing. So I think that's why she's going to be... I am asking why she's coming back in the future, but it just looks like material reasons. So you have to make a definite cut or decision with regards to her. You know, that's how she comes up, kind of using her womanly wiles to gain more status and materialism.
Yeah, I also see her, she feels confined, so she's exploring her options. She's exploring other options, but I also suggest that you explore your options, too, because there are other options for you to feel better. I mean, because one person is not going to affect your whole life. I mean, you do have your own life, and when you go, you go alone, so you should also feel that there are other things out there that could fulfill you versus one person who's not 100% there for you.
So, I'd have to may as well be considered buried then, huh?
Well, that's one of those things. It's like, you know, letting it go and let it go, the whole thing. It's like, because I get, my cards were saying, you know, one thing I got most was taking back your leadership role. And looking at the situation as everything's happening the way it's supposed to. There's hidden, it's like look past the illusion. Okay, because you'll soon understand why everything's going the way it is, but you have to let go of it first so you can see it clearly. Because there's a lot of hidden blessings in this whole thing of sending you in another direction. Almost like to a point of letting her go can actually clear a lot of other things up too. Because it talks about overcoming difficulties, like the worst is behind you. They don't want you to go through it again. Because she's almost like a cycle. So they want you to pay attention to your physical and your emotional feelings too, because they're actually, those are directing you and guiding you. That's the power they're talking about. Because it seems like you've relinquished your power. How do you put this? You've given her too much of it. Where it's like too much understanding. When there were certain things about it that didn't set with you. Where you should have spoke your mind a little more. Does that make sense to you, John?
Maybe. I might have spoke my mind too much.
Okay. Well, what do you mean by that?
I don't need nobody telling me what to do. You know, there were situations over her profession and drugs, and it kind of really bothered me a lot. And I said, you know, I don't do drugs. I said, you can't do that and be in the profession you're in. It's just not going to work. I can't let you do that anymore. Then it came down to, I've come down to a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, I'm all 3,000 miles, spent 50 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Just really gave my heart. I had a guy come in, rip me off for the last little bit of money I had, stole my car. I had to buy a house to move, and I don't know how I got the money to buy the house. My business is sitting in a standstill because my head is so screwed up I can't sleep at night. I just can't believe this happened to me. I thought I was a better person than this, and I thought our relationship was stronger than this, and I just dragged myself right down to where I feel like shit. I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you need to get strong and make some decisions, and there are some hard decisions, but you really have to take care of yourself first and foremost. I know that sounds like common sense, but, you know, yeah, your business is tied in with your mental state of mind and your overall emotional health. And if you're, you know, so worried about this situation, which, you know, you're admitting here that it wasn't good, and she's being her, you can't do anything but accept the fact that she's being her and that now you have decisions to make and you've got to kind of man up here. And I know it's hard when your heart's bleeding and lying trampled on the ground. Believe me, I've been there. I totally can relate to that. I'm not saying I know exactly how you feel, but I've been devastatingly hurt where I couldn't get out of bed for months on end, probably about 4 months. But, you know, I made myself. I had to, you know. Even if I didn't want to go on another day, I had to. And it got easier. And it got easier over time. But, you know, you have to be gentle with yourself, too, you know. Don't beat yourself up about this. You're dealing with a troubled person.
Do you think my business will get back on its feet and I'll do okay?
That's directly correlated. I'm sorry, Donnie, go ahead.
No, I just feel very strongly that your business will go, and it's like it's at a standstill because you're at a standstill and you're still focusing on her. I just felt like if you let her go and focus on you, because I feel like if you go inside right now, you'll see, it's almost like going inside, you'll find the answers of why things played out the way they did and why you need to let go. And I feel like your business could be picking back up and really moving forward and to the point where it could actually be wow in about 2 months. It's just the idea of letting go of this situation. And she really has a hold on you. But like I said before, you kind of like mobilized where you've just given her all this power, all this energy and that kind of thing. I'm just saying, like Amy said, I've been there too before where I actually stayed in bed for almost 2 months after I broke up with somebody to the point where I was having these weird dreams where they were like dreams and within a dream within a dream. I had a hard time waking up sometimes because I wasn't really sure it was reality or not. And that's what was happening in my life because I wasn't facing reality. So the fantasy part was taking over. So, you know, I was smelling perfume and all kinds of good stuff. I finally had to get out of the house and just say, whoa. She used to wear this certain kind of perfume. And I woke up one day, and it took me 3 times. I woke up in a dream. I woke up again. I finally woke up again before I actually had to smack my head up a wall. And so, okay, this is reality because that hurts. And then I smelled this perfume. I'm like, oh, that's her favorite perfume. I could smell it so clearly. I went through the whole house looking for this woman, and she wasn't there. But I had a friend of mine who came to me and told me, said, this is what she did to you. And I finally had to wake up and realize that I was hanging onto a fantasy of what could be, which wasn't happening. And I had to let it go. I mean, I was kind of like freaking out because I hadn't eaten 2 months. I would eat like a little patty a day. And I looked in the mirror. I said, wow, I can see my abs. And then all of a sudden my reality kicked in and said, yeah, you're starving yourself to death because, you know, you're dying. Oh, shit. You know, I like abs. But I had to give them up, you know, and start eating again. But I'm just saying, with the situation, when that's what you got to watch out, because fantasy will start taking over till you lose track of what's real and what's not. So, you know, the business is a really strong anchor. And you really need to focus on yourself and your business. And I guarantee you, once you start doing that, you'll see a lot of big changes in your life to the point where you're going to understand why things played out the way they did in favor of what's good for you. Because you were trying to be good for her, but she didn't want anything to do with it. And that's because she needs to learn how to take care of herself anyway, and she needs to face reality. So be a good example and let her go, because she's never going to change realistically until she really falls on her face. I'm sorry.
And sometimes that's hard, though, and I hate to interrupt you, Donnie, but, you know, like for me, with the situation I was going through that I was in bed for over, like, 3 months with, I had to do it like a day at a time, you know. Like I was having a real hard time accepting the end of the relationship, so I had to kind of put it on a shelf almost. It was almost like, okay, today, you know, I know I'm upset about this. I know, you know, I'm emotional. I know that I don't want to get out of bed, but I have to get out of bed. I'm going to put this on the shelf for today. I'm going to do what I have to do, and then at the end of the day, if I want to take it off the shelf and look at it again, I can. And it's too hard to swallow all at once. She's never going to change. It's over. It's just so traumatic, you know. So I would suggest trying to take it one day at a time and saying, okay, for now, she's being this way, and for now, there's nothing I can do to change that. So for now, I have to accept the status of our relationship and take care of me, because let's just be honest, if she was going to come back, let's just say, you know, a miracle happened and she changed and she came back and wanted to revisit this, you've got to be a strong person and there for yourself so that you're there if and when that would happen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be strong when she, with this, like she said, if you do come back together because of the issue that she's going through, she needs somebody strong. And those things that you were doing and talking and going, maybe you thought they wasn't getting through, but in some sense, the way they was, she just wasn't willing to admit it and do something with the advice that she was getting.
Yeah, but Maya Angelou also said that once somebody shows you their true self, believe them. So you never know. But I did pull that, you know, there's going to be like an unexpected change once you do make a decision. And I also have get a travel card, so maybe you're going to move or relocate, or there's a smooth movement, or there's a movement with your business. Once you make that decision, it's going to happen unexpectedly.
I just moved.
Oh, you just moved?
I just moved unexpectedly. I had to buy a house.
Oh.
And
okay. Well,
that was another story, but I just did move.
Okay. But I feel like that's what she's really picking up on. You just moved, and it's been pretty recent, so. Timing is one of those things that crazy drive you nuts. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so just take it a day at a time and just put one foot in front of the other. Sometimes I had to break it down like that. Okay, today I have to get out of bed. Today I have to take a shower and get dressed. I have
yes.
to get something to eat. You know, it's the last thing you want to do. You know, you just want to sit in bed and just put the covers over your head and just make the world go away. But
you're
really shooting yourself in the foot if you do that.
Live your life, go to the bathroom, take a shower. If you fall down, just say, I got to pick myself back up. And get some stabs for that bruise on my ass and keep moving forward. And, you know, I'm just saying, that's just me saying experience life. Because when you stop, you start experiencing the little things. Even the funniest little thing, falling down on ice. It's like, you know, I fell on ice one time. Well, many more times, but that's another story. I'm just saying, and in experience, I saw the funny part of it. Because I could actually see myself. And I started laughing after I hit. So the pain wasn't so bad. And the sense of humor really kicked in. I was like, thank God. And I just started laughing, and, you know, I smashed my little Debbie. And don't worry, she wasn't hurt too bad. But but I'm just saying, with the situation, you got to do that. That's what I do. I've got an affirmation where I'm constantly trying to find the humor in everything. Okay? And when I do that, it lessens the whole thing where I go, okay, that's not a big deal. And then like I said before, I fall down the ice, I pick myself back up, and if I fall down again, I just like, jeez, dude, get out the ice, and, you know.
Okay, Melissa, thank you guys. I hate taking your time up, but I appreciate your help, okay? And
you're
I
welcome. Good luck.
All right, I'm sorry, folks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're okay. He's okay.
Yeah, there's nothing to be sorry about.
Yeah, you can take all the time up he wants.
We're human beings, you know. I think everyone in their life at some point or another, unless you're, you know, a complete narcissist, is going to go through this, you know.
Yes, we all fall from the tree of life. See, we're human beings, okay? So if yours is a chocolate tree, well, is it a chocolate tree or a plant? Cocoa beans. Where do cocoa beans come from?
I have no idea. I don't eat chocolate.
You don't eat chocolate?
No, I don't really like it. Maybe on occasion, on a rare occasion, perhaps.
You want to explain that to us? Someone who doesn't eat chocolate? I just want to throw myself out the window. If I couldn't eat chocolate, God, I'd just shoot myself. But that's just me. I mean, chocolate. Okay, fine, you know, that's great. I'm still trying to fathom that in my head, not someone who doesn't eat chocolate. So has that been the way with you your whole life, Amy?
Pretty much, yeah. My mom for Valentine's Day used to give me Godiva chocolates, and I'd just say, I don't know why you're getting these for me, you know, and usually give them to my sister or friend or something. Cause I just
right. Next time you get some Godiva chocolate, you send it to me, okay?
Oh, you got it.
So, yeah, those things are good. Here's a question for you, Amy. Someone came to my door this morning about 7 o'clock in the morning and pounding on the door. But by the time my mom got up to see who it was, there was nobody there. Do you have any impressions of who that was?
Let's see.
And who's banging some pans? Okay, you don't want to tell us. That's okay.
Let's I don't know. I'm not.
Oh, I am. I'm cooking a bacon sandwich.
Oh, okay. No, I was just curious of where it was coming from. And David, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
Okay. Well, you have any more questions you want to throw out to us? Get right ahead. I'm going to bring a couple more people. Why is that so hard to say? All right.
It's 1:30 in the morning.
Thank you. I've already done a couple center going. I've been on the air for almost 5 hours. I should do a telethon. Yeah. Okay. Area code 647. You're on the air with the rest of us. Welcome to the show. Say hello to David, Gail, and Amy.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
And what's your name?
I'm Angie.
Angie. So, hey. Angie, you're calling from Canada.
Yes, I am.
And that's a NASCAR sticker. No, that's okay. Yeah, it's a flag. I'm just kidding. So what brings you out this late at night?
Insomnia, can't sleep. I normally go to bed about 4:30 in the morning every morning. It's weird.
Insomnia?
Yeah.
Some people just night vibe, you know? I'm one of those people, too.
It's like, weird. I can sleep all day and just not be like a walking zombie all day. And as soon as it's midnight, it's almost like I'm up. And it's like, okay, world, here I am. And then everything's closed.
I can't say I'm not a night person because here I am.
I've been seeing owls everywhere, movies, pictures. Like, it's driving me crazy. They're just staring at me everywhere.
You see what?
Owls.
Oh, I thought you said owl. I used to like him too.
Owl, like bird, hoot hoot. The night owl. that makes a lot of sense now. They're just
hoot-hoot?
Like. Yeah, I did.
Okay, I was trying to say. So you have owls that drink it where you're at, huh? Hooch, hooch. But,
oh, my God. Funny.
Okay. I can just picture these owls out in the woods making moonshine. You want
some? My God. My mind.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was just, that's what I saw. And they're hanging out, the elves and the gnomes and that kind of thing. And the gnomes I see are not stiff like the one in the commercial. So, I'm just saying, there are gnomes who don't have arthritis like that one guy in those commercials.
Travelocity.
Yes, there you go. Thank you.
I've just been, actually I'm calling it about relationships, but it just kind of popped in my head for some random reason. Why have I been seeing owls everywhere? And signboards, movies, books, pictures, everywhere I turn in the freaking pharmacy. It's just
what
like,
I would do. What I would do is I would actually get you a book on animal totems because I feel like that's something in connection. Because what comes to me is guide.
Well, the interesting thing is that I did Google it, and some cultures say it's like really it's a bad omen to see owls, and some cultures say it's really good and prosperous. So I don't know which one's right.
It's like the black cat. The black cat, if you actually do the research on it, it's actually a good luck charm. That's why witches have cats. It's a protection. Also, the same thing with Egypt. You know, Egypt had a thing about phobias, too, but it was also protection against evil spirits. So I actually look at that as a positive. But some people have a tendency to take those. That's why I don't like superstitions. I do like the ideal of some of these things, but some of these things are just kind of blown out of proportion. I mean, it's like breaking a mirror. 7 years bad luck, but if you really
catch it I just did, and I said to myself, oh, that's 7 years good luck. Oh, well.
Well, actually, the point was when you broke a mirror back in the old days, you couldn't just go out and buy a mirror. So what it meant was it was bad luck because it would take you forever to get in the mirror because it wasn't like you couldn't just walk down to a store and buy these things like you can now. Where you got there everywhere, you know. And I guess it was one of those things, if you're very vain, I guess you were screwed for a while. But, I mean, put it lightly, but I'm just saying, sometimes when you start doing the research on these things, you wonder how they got kind of blown out of proportion. Because that's basically what it is. And with the situation, I just feel like, to me, it's a good thing. Because it's pointing you out. I keep getting this really strong impression with owls and relationships. You know,
well, that's what
date?
I was calling in for, actually, relationship.
Okay.
I've just recently met someone. His name's Michael. I'm not too sure. I'm known to be the love him and leave him kind of girl, or things would just start off really intense, and that it just fizzles off, or I lose interest, and I'm not too sure if it's me or if it's just meeting the wrong kind of guys. I don't know.
Well, when I asked what's the owl about, mm-hmm. I got trouble moving on from some kind of emotional connection or relationship.
Uh-huh.
And then I Googled it myself because there's this page I go to about totems, and it says an owl totem gives you the power to extract secrets. Meditate on the owl and things will be revealed. Listen to its voice inside of you. You will hear not what is being said by others, but what is being hidden. You can detect subtleties of voice that others cannot. People cannot deceive a person who has the owl as a totem. Owl people can see into the darkness of others' souls. Most owl people are clairvoyant. So what I'm trying to say to you here is, like, I'm seeing with this not moving on, someone that's blindfolded, like, can't see, can't move on, can't see the path to move on. So I think the owl is trying to say to you, you know, listen to your own inner voice. You can detect the subtleties that are going on here. You can see what's hidden here. You know, don't be deceived is basically what I'm getting from the owl for you. Like, you have the ability to do this. Use it. Don't keep yourself, like, blindfolded.
I think you're so bang on that, because there's a lot of things that's happened in my past where I have been deceived, even though I've grown from it. And
yeah.
Instead of using that ability to, I guess, step forward, I'm just so scared of the past repeating itself with that.
Yeah. But you willfully put on that blindfold, at least for the situation that the owl is calling attention to. Like, they're just saying she's got this blindfold on, but this doesn't have to be this way. We're trying to call her to really look, because she does have the ability to perceive all of this. These
That's
subtleties.
Because when I do see the owls, it's just like the eyes are staring at me like, open your eyes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
You know, just their eyes are always piercing into mine. It's like, and I'm like, whoa, okay, like, you're a picture. Stop freaking me out. It's almost like you're real here. What's going on?
Yeah.
So I'm really ready. It's been a while. It's been probably almost 3 years since I've got myself in any sort of dating relationship kind of thing, and I'm really ready to put myself out there somewhat, and I just wanted to know what's in store for me in that department.
Yeah. You know, something I pick up the most, too, is the idea of how you put that, get myself into a relationship. There's a little bit of, like, I don't know what you put on it. It's like a spin on the whole thing. Like,
I guess
do you really want
to? You know?
I feel like you're ready. I feel like you're ready for a relationship. You're ready for it, but
I disagree.
I am. I am in some way, but I just, you know, I don't want to get too personal on internet radio about my love life, but, you know, I've actually abstained.
Okay.
For over 2.5 years, by choice, and now it's
just
like,
congratulations! I think that's awesome.
I just really wanted to focus on my inner self, and I have done a lot of, you know, reinventing of myself in the inside, and now I just really want to connect with the opposite sex and just, here, boys, this is what I'm about, casually. I'm complicated. It's sort of, I want something with substance, but I don't want the, you know, long-term commitment just yet for that. I just want to sort of have something that's enjoyable and take a day-to-day kind of thing.
Okay, well, I'm kind of confused. And when you said you're ready for a relationship, and you just told us, yeah.
Well, relationship in the sense of connecting with someone, having a relationship with them, but not necessarily in, you know, how people perceive relationship to be, you know, well, I'm your boyfriend, you're my girlfriend, we're together, that's it, you know, you're in the cage, you can't come out kind of thing.
You need to really get a different look on a relationship. That cage thing, that's because I tell everybody, the idea of me looking at relationships is being with somebody, but also giving each other the space to actually grow within, which also helps the relationship.
Yeah, I think that's what it is,
because
a lot of my past relationships, I felt like I've been shackled in, and I really had to fight to get out.
Another one's shackled, caged. Leave the door open, would you?
So I'd be grateful for anything that you guys pick up on that. And as I said, I do have a new interest, and his name's Michael. And
new interest.
Are you sure, though? Are you certain that you're done with the past? Because the reason I ask this, I think you're done with it, but there's still a part of that attachment that is affecting your current state of mind and perspective or perception of.
So you're so bang on with that, because I have gone through the forgiveness. I've done all that stuff. I've released him. And it's really, really weird, because he keeps coming to me in dreams constantly over and over. His name's Richard.
Richard. Richard seems to be really, I don't know how to even describe that one. So, I don't think I will. Richard and you were together for how long?
It wasn't that long. It was just like 5 months of a really intense connection. I mean, it was more spiritual and emotional.
And you said that you haven't seen each other or something. You said something about 3 years.
I haven't spoken. Well, I mean, we weren't in a relationship. We just sort of hung out, but it was really, really intense. There wasn't any sexual or anything. It was just a really intense spiritual, emotional relationship. And we met last year, February, and we stopped talking on June of last year. And I just constantly keep dreaming this guy coming to me, I'm sorry, I want to talk to you, you know, on the telephone, and it's just like, get away.
It's like you're looking for closure.
I thought I was done with this stuff.
I'd say you're 90% done. The only last part of it seems to be affecting your perception of the current stuff or the future stuff. How you're perceiving, how you're thinking about it is very, very important, because, you know, we all know you co-create your reality. So if you're thinking in a certain way, you're probably going to attract how you're thinking. So if you're thinking, let's just say that relationships are confining, as we were talking about before, you're probably going to attract another situation that's going to feel that way. They're just showing it leads back to the past. So we've got to do something about that. And they're saying it's actually quite easy. What she needs to do in order to fix this is to really get into that beautiful optimism and positive energy that she has. She's just not tapping into it.
So it's like a
not that you're not at all positive, but in this particular perception, this particular realm of your life, they're saying the faith really needs to come in now.
How do you do that?
Self-experiencing. I'm sorry.
How do you do that? Well, there's a lot of different ways you could do that. Let me see if they suggest anything in particular for you. Let's see.
Enchantment. Enchantment is the idea of anticipation of what's going to happen. Instead of looking at it going, oh, shit, another cage experience. And that's why I keep getting two, because it's like...
I totally love your style of reading. Oh, shit, another cage again.
Yeah. So just say it. It says enchantment and self-acceptance and miracles, but it also says have compassion and soften your heart to respect to the situation, but also respect for you. And you know, I feel like this Richard guy that you're making him out to be, it's like more than what he really was.
Yeah, that's so true. I just saw one side of him that was just like, oh my God. And what had happened was like 2 weeks before I met him, I had bought this book called Everything to Know About Angels, and they had this meditation and thingy where you create your soulmate wish list and you do your meditation, and I kind of left it at that. And then 2 weeks later he popped up, and it was just like literally taking everything off of my list, and it's like, holy crap. The only thing I forgot to put on there was he needs to be single, So, yeah. And,
remember that next time.
Well, I'm so freaking scared of doing another one. It's like, well, what else am I going to miss that I'm going to end up with?
Well, that's just the idea. We're
screwed up,
always
then, right?
Well, I know for a fact when I tell people to manifest things and that kind of stuff, keep reading over it. And if you have to refine-tune it, then refine-tune it.
Okay.
You know, constantly, I mean, I always tell people constantly, because we're always looking at things going, I could do this better. I could do something better. I could change this. I could do that. Then if you're doing that, you should do that. Because a lot of people just kind of look at it. Because I've heard people do this. I said, I made a decision to leave this guy a week ago. I said, why didn't you leave him a week ago? Well, I wanted to think about it. Well, the realization already happened. So you need to follow through with those things. And there's a lot of things going on in your life, too, the same way, where it's like, okay, these things are pretty obvious and that kind of stuff. Because, I mean, you've even said you've agreed with everything we said. So it's one of those things now you need to go back in, reflect on yourself, and basically, you know, because how can you do that? It's just simply, and I always say simply because I think we have a tendency to blow out of proportion and make it worse than it really is. And we should look at the situation and go, wow, let it go. That's the first thing. And I always say, look, and people ask me, how do you like things to go? Well, kind of pronouncing it the go part, go. It's like a resonating of just cutting loose the strings and just letting it go. And asking yourself, why are you hanging on to it? Because you're hanging on to it for a reason. There's something about the situation.
I think it was the sense of, it was just a sense of betrayal of things
but
that
was it
bad. And for me, I'm a person, when I make promises and I say things, I stick to it, and he kind of, I guess it was just really, really convenient for him. You know, I was just doing all the emotional stuff that the marriage wasn't giving to him,
mm-hmm.
right, because it was just not sexual at all. Like, even if we tried, it was super intense. I mean, holding his hands was, like, the best sex I had with any other guy. That's how intense
really?
It was.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
One thing I want to say to you too is the idea of the sense of betrayal. But was it a sense of betrayal because he betrayed you, or was it because you betrayed yourself?
I think it's because I betrayed myself. You know, the thing with me, I'm really good at forgiving other people, and
mm-hmm.
when it comes to forgiving myself, it's like, well, you should have known better.
Yeah, but you should also
can't forgive yourself.
You made a mistake. Let it go. And actually, right now, it's actually 1 hour and 11 minutes left in the show, so make a wish. Go ahead. Honestly,
I did.
Go ahead.
I did.
It's okay. It's okay. So, let's see. We got 903. I'm sorry. I'm going. Had a Spanish flashback. Sorry.
I also get with this relationship from the past, like I was asking, like what bothered her the most. They're saying that in this relationship, like you really, literally, like put your arm around this guy, like you really showed him and showered him with affection and made him feel like, you know, you had his back. And the
okay,
thing
completely.
About it, that,
Yeah, completely. I mean,
yeah. So the thing that bothers you about it is like the way he could still be so like. Vacillatory or flip-floppy. I'm sorry, that's a strange word, but that's what I get, like, still, like, wishy-washy, you know?
Yeah.
It's almost like you really went out of your way this time, and for them
yeah,
to
did.
Be wishy-washy was just, like, insulting, you know? Almost like your sense of self-worth
exactly.
was, like...
Exactly. It was, like, seriously? Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a trend with me with men. I always... To wear the pants in the relationship, and you know, it's like,
yes,
okay,
it's
God,
like I went above
I
and beyond this time, and he was still wishy washy. Like, I'd never do this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, cause that's what I was saying before, because it's like, I also get the impression that you would not date a married man. But you didn't.
We were dating. I mean, it was just weird how it happened.
If
and
you were holding,
you
said you were trying to hold his hand. Now, come on.
What? it just, you know, and that was one of my things. It's like, you know, if you really want to move forward with this, you're going to have to end that. And, I mean, we've always been really, really honest with things that we talked about. And he literally said to me, it's, you know, if the kids weren't involved, you know, it would be in a heartbeat. And he's really well off. And he actually admitted to me, I don't want to lose millions of dollars. I'm going to stay in this marriage and keep my money. Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, fine, go ahead.
Millions of dollars
like,
is his baby.
yeah, he was a really wealthy guy, and you know, it's like, well, I married this chick. You know, she basically said, if you love me, you're not going to have me sign a prenup 3 years later if he wants out. And he's like, I'm not willing to lose that money for 3 years of being married to her. So,
gosh, man.
I know.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Just hypothetically, why did you like him?
Honestly, it all had to do with the fact that it was the first time I'd worked with the Angels in doing a soulmate wish list, and in my mind, I'm like, okay, I asked the Angels for this, and I mean, he completely, physically, emotionally, mentally, attributes, characteristics, everything, besides being single, which I didn't specify, and I'm like, okay, well, there's obviously a reason this person's in my life, and if the Angels sent him, well, I was just really completely, I was really new to working with the Angels, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, if this is what I asked for and this is what I got, I mean, I did ask for the highest best for myself. And I was just really naive about it because I based it on working with, you know, the Angels, right? And I'm just being completely honest with that.
Well, the thing you were talking about, you was also doing that one meditation you were talking about where you were doing it, but then you stopped doing it, and then you said after you stopped doing it, this guy came into your life, which it seems like, okay, you kind of like, I think you should have finished with the technique that you were doing to get a full result, and I think you would have got someone after him, not before, well, not him. But neither said or done. It's just the idea when you start doing these things, it's a continuous thing, process, you know. When we're talking about working with the Angels, it's something that once you start doing it, it's something you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. And the situation and that kind of stuff, looking at yourself. But they also point out, looking at the signs, of saying, okay, the one sign to you that you shouldn't have gone there in the first place was because he was married.
Yeah.
That's not a moral thing. It's the
that
ideal.
That was definitely an experience.
Looking for signs.
I've learned from it. That was definitely a lesson, and I learned from it. So.
I mean, I can't sit here and say I haven't been there myself when you get caught up in that situation. But when you look back on it, you're going, okay, if I would have listened to that one sign, well, I could have saved myself a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah.
So, who dropped the plate?
So you suggest working, again, going back to that book and refining my list again?
Yeah, redefining, but also fine-tuning and going, okay, as you go through the whole thing, just go through the process 3 or 4 times before you sit there and say, okay, this is what I want, and ask yourself. Because I always tell people one thing else you should add to these things, too, is a little affirmation I put out there where it says when you get done focusing on it, you put a little spin on it and say, okay, this or something better is now the best thing for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the highest good for you. So the universe will give you what you want, but if there's something better, you're also opening the door to that too as well to say, okay, I'll take that. But you're opening the door up for all many avenues for it to happen. So therefore, also do meditations to open up your mind too, realizing there's many, many possibilities and many, many avenues for things to come in, not just one or two. Because I've had this last week, I've been working with a lot of people who keep talking about, well, the law says this and the law says that. Forget the law. I'm not saying you should go break the law. I'm just saying in the process of manifesting, okay, in the process of manifesting what you're trying to manifest, and if you let it go and be the highest good for everyone concerned. But see, I've looked at situations where people go, well, my lawyer said I can't do this in the process of getting my son back. Well, the idea what you should be focusing on is the idea of getting your son back, not the process, because you're going to have a lot of people who are going to try to impress their vision on you or what they want you to see. You need to stand firm with what you're focusing on as well. That's why I talk about meditations and working on the situation to actually get the outcome that you want to see, because people are going to come into your mix and go, well, this is the way it is. Well, that's the way they perceive it. That's what I meant to say. So don't go out there and go, I broke the law, I lobbed the bank, and I manifested exactly what I wanted to. I had the armored car right there in front of me. No, that's what I'm saying. There's another way to get that money instead of robbing an armored car. It's the ideal doing procedures. You manifest exactly what you want. So you don't have to resort to stealing, because I feel like people who steal are scared to death that they won't get it. So they skip the middleman and just go right to the punch. And give me that purse. Boom, you know. So manifestation will keep you from being put in jail. Really. So, anybody else have anything else they want to add to this whole thing? I'm actually thinking that there's a couple of people who just popped in. And, boy, if one of these people is Samantha, I'm going to freak me out. Oh, as she popped in, she's going to turn her nose. Let's see, 707. I'm thinking. 727. Hello, how are you?
Hi, my name is Christine.
Welcome to the council. Your name is what?
Christine.
Christine.
Yeah.
Say hello to Amy.
What
Gail.
Is that?
Say hello to Amy and Gail. They're here.
Oh,
and
hi, Amy.
Also,
hi, Gail. I'm sorry. I'm off track.
That's
hey,
okay.
How you doing?
All right.
So we have a lady from Canada. Oh, shit. Yeah. So, how are you tonight?
I'm okay. I'm worried about something. My son was in a car accident in April last year, and him and his friend did not survive.
Sorry.
So I've really been in deep grief since then. I find it really hard to focus. Well, his birthday is next Tuesday. So I called... he was in another state, so I called Flores. I did it on the internet. I didn't call, but I did it on the internet to get flowers sent there. And I don't know if, you know, it was so hard because I wanted to pick up the most beautiful one. But I just want to know if Daniel sees any of the things that I do.
The impression I pick up is he sees everything. I just got this really strong impression of him being around you all the time. And I was going to ask you that if you felt his presence, because it seems like it's very strong. I keep getting this... Listen to his voice with your right ear.
Okay.
He's there with you. I also get a very strong connection to the kitchen.
I don't know. Yeah, I like to bake in the kitchen. He was baking stuff all the time.
Okay, there's a connection with you. I'm just saying, I get the connection with the kitchen. I feel like, you know, personally, with the situation I keep picking up here, you should feel his presence more in the kitchen than anywhere else in the house.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, I do. I feel like, I think actually some future events, if they haven't already happened, of actually smelling things that are baking when no one's baking anything. This is a really strong sign for him to get through to you that... tell you that he's around. I always see him sitting at the kitchen table.
Uh-huh.
Acting in anticipation, like, I don't know if he did that when he was baking.
Yeah.
But I saw that too. So I feel like he's very strong around you all the time. He's really, and I feel like that you should open up to it and the belief that it happens. Because, I mean, it's like in some sense of the word, you believe it, but you don't. And you're kind of like going back and forth. You want to open up, and it's almost like you don't want to grieve anymore. You just want to embrace him. And I feel like the reason you do that is because that's one thing I got from him, where he's like, he's sending out a message that he loves you, but he seemed like he's always said he's hugging you all the time.
Okay. Actually, yeah.
Purple and green.
I'm not getting a lot of support with it, so... that makes it hard.
You're not getting a lot of support?
Yeah, from, like, my boyfriend of 16 years and, you know, my daughter and my mom, you know, people that I think are going to be close. They said, you know, at 3 months that I should let it go. You know, he's gone and there's nothing we can do. It hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So, It's very frustrating. So I wait for everyone to go to bed, and that's when I seem to have my time with Daniel.
Mm-hmm. What's one of those things of pushing people? I mean, you know, saying block them out, deal with that, how you deal with this. I mean, in some sense of the word, you should only grieve for someone for 30 days anyway and let it go, but people do their thing at their own pace. And I think that I think they should be more supportive too in this situation of letting you do it the way you need to do it. But I just feel like that you should really embrace the whole idea that, yeah, he's passed on, but he's still with you.
Okay.
Because I feel like I feel very strongly. I keep getting, I mean, it's almost like a tension of coming through me of saying, okay, I keep her hugs. I'm here for her all the time. And he wants you to let it go. But also in the situation, I feel very strongly about the situation too, that he's having trouble himself moving on because of you still holding on to him.
Well,
so it's like a freeing, not just you, but also him as well. And I've seen that before too. People hang on really tightly to the situation. They don't want to let him go. But it's okay. Hello? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I had to take a deep breath. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're fine.
Can spirits hear what we say if we don't speak it out loud?
Yes.
Okay.
They actually hear those before we actually speak.
What's that?
They actually hear our thoughts before we speak.
Oh, okay then. Good. Because I have to do a lot of talking to them without anyone knowing. So, but that's it. I just wanted to know if, you know, you'd see the flowers and the balloons and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody else have anything else they want to add, Amy?
I guess he's trying to communicate with her, but he's almost not sure, like how to. It's almost like it's something he's new at.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I will say one.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say was, when I saw him giving her hugs, he is kind of like, he actually tries to give her hugs, and it's one of those things of, you know, like when you watch Ghosts, when he grabs a hold of something, he goes through it. I saw him doing that, where it's like, I'm giving you hugs all the time, and kind of baffled by the whole thing, going, okay, we'll get the hang of this. So I agree with that one too, Amy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. No, I guess he's very aware of what's going on. And is in a little bit of a conundrum about what to do about the emotions that his mom's having. You know, it's almost like I really want to be able to do something, but I can't. You know.
Right.
So let's just see what else I get here. Yeah, he's still like kind of a little bit confused about how things work, like communication. But I'm getting he's going to be trying, and we'll get better at it. So give it a little bit of time. I think you're going to see some signs. That's what I'm getting. You're going to see some signs.
Yeah, I would say keep your eyes open. And also, to make yourself feel better, I mean, even if you feel like if you're worried that he's not here, you just know that he is, and just pray to him and talk to him as if he's right there near you. And then eventually, maybe in your dreams or even awakened state, you'll feel closer to him because he's, you know, he's in spirit. But he's always with you. You know what I mean? He's just because you can't see him doesn't mean you can't feel him.
Okay, that's great.
Because I was understanding the idea of talking and communicating. I come to see the kitchen is a good connection.
Yeah.
Kitchen and that kind of thing. As the months go along, smelling things in the air.
Before he left, we were in the kitchen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, because he moved out of state.
Well, he's moved back in state. He's with you.
What?
I said he's moved back in state, so he's with you. That's the whole thing. You know, just like, look at it right now. What's going on? You know, he's right with you. So he was out of state, but now he's back with you, so therefore he's back. And you need to embrace that and really feel that. And I feel like maybe some of the confusion he's having because you're having it too. Like you said you were very close, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the reflection there, that's what I was saying. So, just, I guess in some ways, since where I can understand why you're having problems with your family not being supportive and trying to get you to move on. But any time in situations like this, it's best to be more supportive than it is to be pushy.
Right. It would help.
Well, you know, like you said before, you're doing your thing and communicating with him. Like you said, can he hear you when you're communicating, when you're just thinking it? Yeah, so that you can do that anywhere you want. So communicate as much as you want. I think this would actually help him deal with the transition and everything that goes along with it. So the more he can communicate, and it's like almost like when you do feel like some communication from him, no matter what, always acknowledge it, because if he hears it and he knows it, it helps him progress.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If he knows you're here, if he knows that you're hearing him, then that connection actually enables him to, I don't know how you put it, get used to what's going on.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your help. I know it was kind of silly because
no,
I know
he's silly.
Still here.
No, not silly at all, honey.
No, not at all. You're fine.
And just ask him to come there to comfort you. You'll be amazed. You'll be crying rivers, and you ask for comfort, and all of a sudden you can't cry. You feel at peace. And that's how you'll know that he's around you.
Uh-oh. Okay, yeah.
All right. I'll do that. Sorry for the sniffle.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Oh, that's okay. Much healing to your heart, honey. Have a great night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So.
Oh, my heart just goes out to that caller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can sit here and talk about the thing and say, okay, you know, you should let it go after 30 days and move on, and I've actually recommended it to a lot of people. But some people do have a tendency to get past these things at their own time, and it's up to them. Just decide if they're going to, when they're going to move on. And everybody else has a tendency, well, what we think you should do is, like, you can think all you want to, but a lot of people flat out. But you really can't tell those people you know how they feel unless you're actually inside that body at the same time. So just, you can be there for them, and you can understand to a point with some of the things you've gone through, but at that moment, I don't think there's anything you can really do unless. I mean, I've been in a situation being an empath. You really can't really, you can pick it up. You can feel what they're going through, but you really can't say you know how they feel. So it's just best to be there, hug, and be supportive. I think so anyway.
Yeah, I lost an ex-boyfriend actually when I was 19, and that was just terrible. It was an accident, and
mm-hmm.
It took me about 7 years to stop thinking about him every day.
Right.
And, you know, it was really cool, though. I had run into his sister, and she'd brought some poetry. He wrote poetry. She had brought it with her to my job. I was bartending while I was in college. And there was one day, like that day, she handed me the poetry. I went into my boss's office to make copies. And I took the poetry with me out of the office. I had to grab a couple of beers because I think at that point I was cocktail waitressing, actually, that day, part of the day. Anyway, I went outside onto this deck, and I've got the poetry in my hands, and I've got these two beers. I drop them off at the table, and I continue walking down this deck, and all of a sudden his scent just came through the air. It was unbelievable, and at the same time this was happening, this song he used to sing to me came over the radio. And I was like, that is like the closest thing I've ever had to like an encounter like that. And I just knew it was him. It was too perfect. It was just, I hadn't seen his sister in years.
Right.
I had poetry in my hand. The song came on. His scent at the same time passes through the air. It was just amazing. So they're really there. They really are. Even though sometimes it doesn't feel like it, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I've had the same experiences, too. A lot of other people for other people. Where I would be sitting there, I was in a car with somebody, and I started smelling watermelon. And I'm like, I smell watermelon. Everybody's like, I don't smell anything. I said, yeah, but it's for some reason I feel like it's a very important, the watermelon smell. And then all of a sudden, Diana was a friend of mine. Her husband, who had passed away, that was his favorite fruit, was watermelon. And that man really came through a lot of times. He had a fruit thing going on. He actually came. She was clearing out the garage to sell his man's tools, because she said it's been like God, about 6 or 7 years. And she said, I think it's time to get rid of his tools. So she was going to get rid of his tools. Well, he changed the combination. In spirit, he says, you're not getting rid of my tools. And she started having arguments with him that he was there with her and that kind of stuff. She couldn't. And one day she couldn't get in the garage because he said, you're not giving my stuff up. And he was very determined about the whole thing. So I was like, man. I said, you need to talk to him and tell him he needs to let go and move on. And she wasn't really being good about it either, because she was thinking about how angry she was because he didn't take care of his health. She goes, he could have been a whole lot better. He could have ate better. He could have done this better. And she has her little bouts when she's missing him. That's how she does it. So it was... They're still having a relationship as clear as anybody else who's physically here.
Oh, absolutely. He still comes around in my dreams from time to time. It was weird. The experience, I guess, meant so much to me. We were only together, like, on and off for about, I don't know, maybe almost 2 years. But one night he had told me, we were sitting on this, like, patio outside, and the moon was so full. And you know that blue light the moon casts when it's, like, it's just really full? We're sitting
once
out there.
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah, I guess it maybe was a blue moon. But this particular guy looked a lot like Jim Morrison, you know, and he was really into the Doors and Jim Morrison. And we were talking, and he said, you know, Amy, I just feel like you're my soulmate. Like, I don't know how. I don't think we're going to end up together, but I feel that connection with you. And it was so weird. It was like, I wasn't even, like, I was 19 years old at that time. You know, like, I was doing my tarot cards, but I wasn't anywhere near this journey yet, you know, this path. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to his funeral and seeing him in the coffin. It was just so surreal. Like, we had this connection, and he's dead, and now what? And then I started having these dreams. And, I'd go to his grave and plant flowers. And I feel like we're still connected. It is. It really does. Someone in the chat room said love is eternal, and it really, really is. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing, like, the experiences I've had in this lifetime. I mean, so far, so many people, you know, that I've known are not here anymore, but they're still with me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I was, you know, I actually had a cousin of mine who died. He was actually the same age as I am. And that was kind of a real surreal time going, okay, this guy used to go to Florida, which he used to go to bars and hang out and that kind of stuff, and he was really pushy in some sense of the word, but it was, you know, Jeff was just who Jeff was, and he had meningitis, and it was one of the situations where they didn't find him. They found him, but not really quick enough, and they couldn't find a family. I never understood this whole situation, why they had to find family, like, since he was an adult, before they could actually treat him. So it was all this craziness going on. I was like, and then I heard about it, that he passed away, and I was just like, I don't know how to deal with that. I mean, you ever had those situations where you're just like, I don't know what to feel at all? Not even, I wouldn't even say it was numb. It was just like, okay, where do I go with this? And I guess the only thing it brought to realization was he was the same age as I was. And people said, did you feel really mortal at that time? I said, I don't want to sound insensitive, but no, I didn't. I still have my immortal thing still kicking in as it was then, and that kind of stuff. And I still didn't make it any easier to figure out how to feel in the situation. I knew that was one of those things, that I couldn't go to Florida no more, and he wouldn't be there. But it's just like an empty space. That's what I can sit here and look at it as.
We have a really cool question from the chat room about what the difference is between soulmates and twin flames.
Oh, I'll tell you.
You want to take a step at that?
Yeah, it's basically between a soulmate and a twin flame. A twin flame is, I always sit here and say, well, when you were created, it's like, imagine this. Imagine an essence created, that God created, that was so powerful and so huge, basically, and so powerful and bright that it couldn't be contained in one body. So therefore, God made a man and a woman, and he takes the same essence and puts them in both these bodies. That's why we're always drawn to each other. soulmates, you can have many, many soulmates, but they're basic to me. Soulmates is just basically, those are just learning lessons. And I think everything's a learning lesson in itself, but these people come in our lives for a reason, almost like we've contracted those things to come in our life to learn from those people. Now, I have seen situations where when you do meet a soulmate, you can become twin flames in the sense of the word, where it's like you had to go through learning experiences to realize you were twin flames. So you were soulmates that brought you together because of the level you're on. And then you learned your lessons, and now it's a choice. You can stay with this person or you can move on, or you can really cultivate that relationship. But I've also seen people who come together as twin flames where one guy's 21 and one guy and the lady's 60. So you can kind of look at that situation. They knew each other. They get the connection. But I think it's one of those things that society says that's taboo, so you don't go there. When actually I think it's one of those things that just letting things mature and let them go where they got to go. Because a lot of people put limitations on relationships by saying, well, he has to be a person with this, this, and this, and this. When they should be opening their minds up to actually finding the person they're supposed to be with without having any kind of expectations what that means. Because a lot of people have done that. Just let it go and see what, you know, just let it happen. And actually end up with exactly what they wanted in the first place. But it happened quicker. So I think twin flames is more, when people say significant other, I feel like that's a twin flame connection. And I was telling people when
they what? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, Donnie. What'd you say when?
When people, I feel like, what'd I say?
When people, I don't know what you said. Sorry. Sorry.
No, that's okay. No, I was saying when, I feel like when people come together and they're always saying, I'm looking for my significant other, that is your twin. That's your twin flame. When people say, I'm just looking for one, just send me one, you know, UPS, Federal Express, whatever, I think those are soulmates. Because, I mean, most of the ones I've ever seen, because you get a soulmate could be anything. It could be your mother, your pets. Pets can be twin flames. Because those are connections we bring brought together. And I was going to go from the one to the other, when I was talking about on Valentine's Day, I was telling everybody what a Valentine card, what the heart means on a Valentine's card, was actually a representation of twin flames. Of actually looking at the heart, at the top, the heart comes together when it starts. That's when the twin flames were created, and they go out with the loops. That's them going out to the universe. And then they come down at the end, where they always end up together. In the end, they always end up together. And it's one of those things, when I say let go and let it happen, you're being attracted to each other anyway. And if you sit there and just let it go and let you flow, you guys will get together a whole lot quicker, I guarantee it. Now, that's my thing. I had this book. I can't remember the people, but I do remember because they were a prime example of that, because she was like 20, she was either 20 or 21 when she met her husband, who was actually 41, 42 years old. They met together, and they came together. They're so in sync, and they complement each other so much. And they actually had notebooks where they had their journals and stuff, where they had actually drawn pictures of the people they saw themselves being with, and when they compared the two, when they got together and they compared the pictures, they were so freaked out because they were almost identical. So they definitely knew they were looking for each other.
Well, there's another question here from the same person about how can you recognize the difference between a soulmate and a twin flame?
Well, actually what you need to do is work on yourself and know yourself a whole lot better, so you can recognize who you're supposed to be with.
Yeah, but what is that like? Like, let's just say you know yourself inside and out. I think that the question is, like, how do you know, like, a twin flame versus a soulmate? I think a soulmate is someone that you feel like you've met before. Like, you feel mm-hmm. comfortable with them.
Sometimes, well, I'm just saying with my experiences, you can actually have both with twin flames and twin flames where you've lived in previous lives together. So it's the idea of trying to figure that out, too, as well.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, and the twin flames, I think, you know, I don't know if I completely believe in this concept, but let's just say it's true as a given,
okay,
so we can talk about it.
All right.
I think that when you meet your twin flame, if it's true, I think I have. And
okay,
if it is true, it's somebody that you feel that truly complements you, and it's mm-hmm. really hard to be apart from them, and you feel such a strong, like, connection to this person, you could actually have like telepathy going on with them. Like that's happened to me before, where this mm-hmm. one relationship I was in, we could actually read each other's thoughts.
Could you also finish each other's sentences? And
sometimes. One time it was really cool that we fell asleep and our temples were touching and we woke up that way. And he said, you know, I feel like you're Siamese twin. And that was like, the closest thing I ever got to that. Because I've never, like, I'm a very shifty sleeper. I always move. And it was just really weird. Like, I don't know if you've ever done that, like, woken up, like, mm-hmm. temple to temple with somebody.
Mm-mm.
Like, over 8 hours. It was just crazy.
No, the only thing I can experience when the whole thing was with twin flame. With twin flames, or maybe it was a soulmate, I guess it was, because I think I'm still in that situation of looking for that, because when I got with, there's been a couple of people I've been with that, when I call twin flames realizations, and when I got with those people, they kind of made sense of why I went through everything else to get to that point. Everything made sense. I got with them, I looked back and said, oh, okay, I did this, I did this, and this, and it led me right to this place. And then when that didn't work out, and then I met another soulmate who actually clarified why that happened, which led me to a couple other things that went on, and also all the realizations about myself with those people, too. So it was like almost like, in some sense of the word, clearing out the clutter, but at the same time they're clearing out the clutter, they're also showing me why those things happened.
Yeah, the thing with twin flames, I want to mention, if it's really a concept that, you know, is really solid and substantial,
what
is that...
Hell? I'm sorry.
Huh? Oh.
No.
is that, you know, you have to be ready to meet each other because you're so complimenting and different but same. If you're not ready, it can be disastrous. I just want to throw that in there.
Well,
if you're not ready,
oh,
my God, hang on, buckle your seatbelt. You're in for the ride of your life. Very, very fun. But at the same time, when the crash happens, oh, my God, devastating.
Well, also, too, the same point, too, meeting your soulmate or even your twin flame, the reflections you're going to see. Like I was with that was with Shannon, and we basically broke up because I couldn't cheat. It was like everybody told us that if we paid attention and learned from the reflection, then the relationship would grow. If we didn't, then it wouldn't. We knew the other way. And it got to a point where that's what exactly what was happening. But I definitely see the reflections. And I told her, I said, one thing you're going to see is you're going to see some things and feel some things you're not like. But it's part of the process of getting where you want to be. And some people are just not willing to take that risk, or they want to turn it around and then kind of look at you and go, okay, I've learned my lesson, so now I got to teach you. But it's just them falling into, I call it falling into teaching mode. Because they feel like they need to do that, because they don't want to sit there and deal with themselves. They've dealt with it just enough to say, okay, I got the point. I see why the reflection's happening. And then they want to turn it around. They want to help you because they don't want to sit there and see it no more. So they feel like if they help you out and make you feel good, then they feel good. Then they have to deal with that realization no more. And that it was like a lot of realizations were being pushed to the side. And then when they did come to the surface, which she had a bad temper, they would all come to the surface at one time. And then a week later, you get this realization moment where she'd go, okay, I got it. And I'm like, I don't know if I can handle that anymore. And that was almost like being under a waterfall. Turn it off a little bit, and then someone turned it on without telling you. Just drowned you. Just the emotions and everything like that going on. It was intense. So,
yeah.
I think people...
It's kind of off-subject, but I was wanting to know, can you tell or do you know when someone will relocate? Because I was wanting to know. I know that I'll probably have to move to the L.A. area. But do you know when that would be?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Who said that?
Gail.
Okay, Gail. Moving to the L.A. section?
Yeah.
I don't see it this year.
I got this impression, for some reason, I got North Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
I see it close.
I thought it will be this year by, like, before the fall.
I don't see it this year. When I ask for the year, they give me stagnation, being stuck. I don't see it.
And that's one of the things learning how to follow through.
I'm sorry?
Me, personally, when I picked up on the whole thing, it's like there could be stagnation, but you could also correct that by when you're guided to do something, don't procrastinate through as soon as possible. Learn how to be spontaneous. instantaneous follow through. Okay, we got some really, we got a lot of callers on the lines. I was going to bring some people on here. I guess these are Skype calls. We got, area code 11111. You're on the air. Welcome. How you doing? Hello? Anybody? Hello?
I think they fell asleep.
Your hand is up. You should never fall asleep with your hand up. All right.
Yeah, I didn't know this, but you can put your hand down by pushing one, too, you know?
Yes,
I didn't realize that until the other day.
Really?
Now
we know. But, okay, let's go to 916. 916, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. And if you're asleep, these are just voices in your head.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, how y'all doing?
We're doing good. Say hello to Amy, Gail.
Hi, Amy. Hi, Gail.
Hi, how are you?
I think the lady from Canada
connected
too. Shoot. The 647.
What's your name?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Hello?
The girl we just talked to, we're on the line. What is your name?
My name is Kayla. I'm calling from California.
Kayla?
Yep.
Okay. And I was saying with the lady from Canada, 647. Are you still with us? I know it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, so. So, we'll just leave it on there, and I'm going to. We get okay. So Kayla, you have a couple questions for us.
Yes, I do. I wanted to know what the angels see coming for me for romance.
Romance, huh?
Yep.
You sure you don't want to work on that career?
No, I have my career going for me.
No.
I'm actually in college right now.
Okay. You're in college?
Yep.
And how do you feel about that college thing?
It's going really good. I'm, like, really passionate about my career choice. And
well, could you share what your career passions are?
I have a bachelor's in culinary management. So hopefully one day I'll own my own restaurant.
So what is it now, corporate management?
Culinary management.
Okay. No, I have a daughter too. She's got a 4-degree in what is it? Business management.
Mm-hmm. It's like the culinary side of business management, owning your own restaurant.
Okay. So, what kind of restaurant do you want to run? What kind of one do you want to own?
If anything, I would want to move out of California and move to Texas and own some kind of
like
Mediterranean.
Mediterranean.
Yeah. We love to eat here, so that'll be perfect. Yeah.
Some spinach and.
No, everything fried.
Everything fried.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Okay. I gotta knock it. I just want to eat it. Well, I try to stay away from fried food, so. I know we can actually use the olive oils and that kind of thing, so, you know, I'm still open-minded to things. No problem. So, Amy, what was the question?
What do you see for romance?
Romance, yes. Well, I got a lot of food there for a minute. Sorry. You know, a lot of, God, I keep seeing that one freaking thing, eggplant.
Well, this thing, I'm getting that you have a decision to make with regards to a relationship choice. They're saying, though, there's not a lot of communication or a lot of input to help you make this decision. But I think this situation is done. That's what I'm seeing here, and there's a little bit of an emotional bottoming out or, like, hitting bottom over this. So I don't know if that rings true or makes sense to you, but I do see there's someone, like, already in your mind, but it doesn't even look like you're talking to them.
Yeah, that is true.
Are you listening to your guidance?
Yeah, I'm listening. I just, you know, I'm over the whole situation with that guy. Mm-hmm. And I found somebody else. I'm talking to them a little more here and there, and just want to know, you know, should I even get into this relationship with this other man, or is that just going to be kind of not in my best interest?
Because, I mean, my angels keep talking over and over that you're looking for serenity in your life, almost like to the point of looking for serenity through someone else. Because they're talking about, are you listening? Because they're asking, are you listening? Because you're still asking questions. So it's almost like they're saying to me that they've already given you the answers. Because I get this really, Archangel Tremel, focus on that, Archangel. Because they're saying that they're helping you with the spiritual soulmate relationship. So it's like they're trying to guide you in the right direction. But they also want you to make it very clear to yourself. What's your clear intentions, what you want to do? That doesn't mean the person you want to be with. It means when you are with that person, what is your clear intentions of what the outcome wants to be? Because they're saying the outcome is a lifetime. Because it's like you've got that in your mind. I want a lifetime with somebody else. But still the ideal of focusing on what a lifetime means, they're just saying focus your crystal intentions. I want a lifetime with a person, but also put yourself back in the sense of flowing and listening. We got the clairaudient card, and that's usually telling me over, because we got clairaudient and clairsentient card, and remember who you are. So they're trying to pull you back and say, listen to your intuition. It's helped you out a lot of things especially with your career, and you're so sure, and so I know exactly what I want to do. They want you to do the same thing with the relationship too, because it's the same thing. I love what I do. I'm going to love what I'm going to do. I'm loving this whole experience. But see, having a spouse in your life, too, is the ideal of sharing that experience with that person. So, you know, letting them in is the first step, too. And you're still thinking in a single person's mind of saying, okay, I don't know. So they're saying be clear, crystal clear about it. But they're also saying notice your physical and emotional feelings. This is divine guidance. Listen to people and loving. It's like nothing. Okay, well, notice the loving guidance that you hear inside your mind. It's also saying from other people, too. So there's people coming in and crossing your path, and they're telling you and they're saying things that you should take notice to, because Archangel Michael's here like two times. So it's basically, to me, it's really pointing out that you need to cut the cords, and there's still things that you're still hanging on to.
Yeah.
So once you start doing that, those things have to happen first before you can even think about going on with somebody else. I'm sure that, I mean, I'm not saying there's not a person presenting themselves, but I also feel like as you try to move on, I see these cords. And when I see cords, I see, especially when they're really holding you back, I see an anchor and chain to your back.
Mm-hmm.
Not to freak you out or nothing, but that's intense.
Yeah.
And you need to cut that loose. But Archangel Michael's like, hey, it's easy. I have a sword right here, cut through anything. And you have some really strong connections to this person. Because I almost wanted to ask you, you know, you say you're over this person, but I still see some resentment and some anger. Those are emotional attachments.
Yeah.
I pull a card, and this really doesn't show anything about relationships. It's all about your career, and which that's your main focus at this time. Because I feel like once you get your career solidified and you do what you want to do as far as your career and get fulfilled in that, that's when you'll find someone that's like-minded that you will want to actually spend time with, that's, you know, edifying for you. Someone that's actually going to be there for you, that's on the same level as you, versus someone to just play around with, because everybody can use a boy toy from time to time. But, you know, why have a boy toy when you can have something more substantial, but you have to
boy toy.
Worry about your career first?
Yeah. That is true. That's like one of the reasons why we fought a lot in our past relationship, is because, you know, I would want to spend my time in the kitchen coming up with some new dish, some new recipe, and he would rather be out in the backyard playing in mud. And then I was just kind of like, okay.
Okay, who was this guy?
Whatever.
Was this?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, was he from Australia and he was chasing after alligators? Pretty much. I'm just saying with this. Okay, so you know, it's like one of those things of trying to find a relationship with balance, where you have a guy who's there with you, to the baking experience or these new dishes and stuff, but also leave yourself open to the idea of going and playing in the mud from time to time too as well. Just
yeah.
being able to be on the same wavelength, because I feel like you can get as muddy as anybody else.
Yeah, he didn't have that kind of like balance. Like he didn't manage his time well with things, and so
mm-hmm. Well, that's a thought. What's the situation? I mean, how do you think it reflects to you? Because he's reflecting something back to you as well. What did you learn from the experience?
On my part, I learned, you know, how to manage my time with school and with my work and everything, how to kind of, I guess, sort everything out where everything was, you know, everything had its own time.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I wasn't living on a schedule. Like, I wasn't,
mm-hmm.
you know, I still felt free. I didn't feel, like, confined to
right.
this certain little block schedule.
So some sense of the word, you can see why you guys attracted each other.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was, I guess we would sit here and use this as an example of a twin flame. No, this is actually a soulmate connection. Okay, guys, got you on that one. But it was a test question or test statement. But yeah, so the situation is if you look at the situation of her, when we were talking, I think it was Gail who was actually giving the information about focusing on career, right? Was that
yeah.
you, Gail? Okay.
Yeah.
You can see why the ideal, I think the ideal of focusing on career too is the ideal of actually being able to balance things out in your life too, to actually have a relationship in there.
Yeah, and the guy that I've been talking to,
don't waste your time.
Okay.
That guy just looks really self-focused, like it's all about him. I don't see you guys like seeing each other eye to eye or like looking at each other eye to eye. I get your backs are kind of turned, like your backs are together and you're turned facing, like not facing each other but away from each other. And they're saying that this is going to be a stagnant situation. So he just looks all about him. And you, my dear, look a little bit embittered by your past experience. And I'm not trying to put you down in saying that. I'm just saying I think this needs to be addressed because the perception that you have, they're saying, is a little bit jaded. And I think you've kind of attracted this guy out of like a negative energy, out of worry. They're saying needless worry. It's almost like trying to pull somebody in to try and make a statement and moving forward from a bad situation, but there's still some energy in that old situation. I mean, that was the first thing that came up there. So they're saying there still needs to be some healing done, even though you're moving on with your life, and congratulations, I love it. I think you're doing the right thing. They're just saying there's a bit of inner conflict still about doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree with that too, because some of the things she said about seeing the reflection from the past one, I think she still needs to kind of resonate on those a little bit. But I think she's still kind of, I almost want to sit here and say that the last guy, you still hate him. Something about that whole thing, I'm just saying, when I pick up on it, I keep getting the word, I really hate that guy. Almost like just like there's something still there that you need to let go of.
Well, I think there was a part of that situation that I see, like, it was a divine love. Like, they show me an angel over the two of them. And when I see that, that tells me, like, this was definitely something, like, crucial, like a crucial relationship, something that's just not, like, a typical relationship. Like, this was
yeah, we were together
thing.
For 5 years. We were engaged.
Yeah.
It was a big thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of tough to move on from those big things, which is why I'd take some. Let me just ask though, like what they're advising you to do. It's really hard to know.
I just want to ask one question. The guy we were talking about this last, the last one that you were with for 5 years. What's his first name?
Eric.
I felt like he used to do something like he used to irritate the hell out of you. That's why it comes to me. But it's like almost like he used to play with your ear or something. It was just like irritating, and I don't know what that means. It's just something. It came across where I just had to sit there and say it because it was irritating me. And it just seemed to be verbal. I mean, was there something that really stood out that, because I keep getting this irritation with him?
It was always, like, right before we went to bed, he, just the way he, like, had to undress and get into his pajamas, he just, like, threw his clothes all over my bedroom. And that was just, like, every single night it happened. That just irritated me so much. And I get up first in the morning, and I would always end up stepping on his belt buckle from his jeans or something. And it just, you know, it's pitch black in my room, and I would end up like, ouch, and screaming. And he's like, shut up, why are you waking me up? I'm like, okay.
Well, I think you already wake up, bud. So it's over.
Yeah, huh?
I'm just saying, was there something about the ears? Because it could be one of the situations where he just threw his clothes all over the place, and then he would try to have his way with you, and then it would just irritate you, like, ah, I don't really want that. I just can't deal with you right now because there's clothes all over my room, you know, that kind of thing.
I just kind of shut him out.
Because what I saw was he was playing with your ear, and you was like, okay, could you just stop? Maybe it was inappropriate. Go ahead.
It was more of like the nagging in my ear.
Okay, nagging in your ear. Okay, so yeah. Okay. Well, I saw him. I saw the finger, but I also saw his. I did see his face, like he was whispering in your ear. So, and that wouldn't make sense to me. That he irritated you with, and so that made sense. But, and some people get irritated in different ways: the hands, the fingers. Oh my God, leave me alone! You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering because it was just like irritation, and there are certain things you still need to cut loose and. What I would do in the situation, I would really work on techniques to connect with my angels, but I would also work with Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael. And there's actually a cool book that I actually saw some things in it to connect with, just kind of give me some foundations for some other prayers when I work with the angels anyway. But it was Healing with the Angels by Doreen Virtue. There's actually there's prayers throughout the book, but there's one section on it's in the section where you do about careers and that kind of stuff where you can focus on financial prosperity, financial peace. There's also a part in there about stress, and it actually talks about Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael working together to cut cords, to heal you, to like pass the whole thing, to realize that time and all these other things that we make up to stress us out are just illusions, and to let go of those things. So I would definitely think about getting that book to help you out, because that one meditation and the idea of pursuing, you know, my career and that kind of stuff have helped me out so much to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And when I let go, I just seem to advance more in the positive direction. So I'm just saying, with those two, or if you could just simply come up with some affirmation or some prayer that you could work with those angels, because I feel like they really help you out. And I feel like also Archangel Gabriel would actually give you a even stronger voice to actually say what you need to say and be more assertive verbally.
Okay.
I get the work and effort that needs to be done here in order to get your energy where it needs to be able to attract the type of guy and the type of relationship that you'd like to have. They're saying she has to work on softening a little bit. Like, the way you look right now is very, you're very intelligent, very straightforward, very, are you going to waste my time or not? What do you want or not? You know, very direct, you know? So
yeah. That's how you have
to be.
Like,
don't waste my freaking time. Yeah. Like, what do you want? You know, that's it.
Yeah.
So they're saying try and work a little bit on softening that. And I understand why. Believe me, I do. I understand because I'm a lot like that too, especially after my whole fiasco that I had. But, yes, soften a little bit and try and open your heart a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into color therapy, I would definitely suggest, you know, green for you. Green's the color of the heart chakra. Also pink. I don't know if you like those colors or if you wear those colors, but I would start training.
Actually, my room is green and pink.
Oh, purple.
You're perfect. You're golden. That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Heck yeah. It's great to hear people doing that. Okay.
What I was going to say was,
the thing that came to me, and it might sound crazy in some sense of the word, but I don't advertise for these people. I just love these CDs. And I was just, for some reason, someone told me to go over and grab this paper. So you could actually check out these Semi-Sync CDs.
I've just bought 4 of them. I loved them. I was telling people in the chat room before to definitely check them out because I just got them the other day. I listened to Deep Journeys last night before I went to bed because my mind just like goes over. Yeah, it's a good one. I got the Chakra Journey.
Okay, she got Chakra Journey. You got the Chakra Journey?
Yeah, the Chakra Journey. I got Deep Journeys, I think I just said. What was the other one? Eternal Now.
That's a Deep Journey.
And I also got... Huh?
Yeah, in Deep Journeys, I think it's the one I have. Deep Journeys has got the one where you got the guys, there's like a choir of guys singing. Or don't
oh, I don't think so. I don't know, but I fell asleep listening to it, and it's usually hard for me to, like, lay down and actually go to sleep because my mind keeps, like, spinning over and over and over again about things.
Racing thoughts.
Yes. So, yeah, and I also got this other one to listen to during the day. It's called Einstein's Dream.
Oh,
and
is that
it says, yeah, enjoy the lively music of Mozart supported by hemi-sync concentration frequencies to make mental tasks easier and more efficient.
Oh, I love that. I wanted to get that last
And if you don't have the money, you can also go to YouTube and just type in guided meditations, and you can find, like, a crap load of meditations. They're, like, maybe 10 minutes long. Or if you just want the music, you just type in meditation music, and you find, like, a 20-minute meditation music, and it's really, it's just as effective.
Yeah, this has some certain, I don't know, Donnie, because you turned me on to this. Do you know what the technology behind HemiSync is, though? Because supposedly it works with frequencies and not manipulates, but in a way activates your right hemisphere and your left hemisphere. And then by adding some contrast or dissonance to the music, they create a third, like a connective. I don't even know what it is.
Oh.
You'd have to look on HemiSync.com.
Yeah,
but
it sends a tone out, so it helps us. It helps, like you said, it helps both hemispheres of the brain work together, which gives you intense focus and concentration. I used to listen to these things when I'm doing readings too. And it's kind of like, wow, they're doing readings and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, this is kind of cool. I'm gonna keep doing this. And then I also, after listening to these CDs for a while, when you work on the brain like that, you also start tapping into other more percentage of your brain. So you actually go from 10%. Actually, really, they've seen it where you can actually go up to 25%, which if you think about what we do now, you know, the idea of actually doing that is really incredible. And if you keep doing that, because I've actually caught myself, my right hand will be doing something, my left hand will be doing something totally different, but they're doing them simultaneously. So the body's starting to work together, and it thinks that way. And I've always told people, if you really want to get an idea what psychic ability is and really get into the intensity of the whole thing, of what I've actually seen when I do the medium work, is the idea of seeing the past, the future and the present all at the same time, and being able to separate them and see them so clearly, like they're like paintings and pictures and that kind of thing. That's what I see, and that's what I do. So it's like one of those things of realizing what that's all about. It's actually fascinating. Some people go, well, I don't want to do that. And once you get there, yeah, you do. Because you really see a lot of things, and that's why I keep telling people, when you progress and you keep working with this, you will get to a point where you can actually read yourself and you know exactly what you need to do. Now, I go to psychics from time to time, and it's just the idea, really, it's honestly to confirm what I already know. And I just want to get that confirmation in there so I can actually keep going on more and more and more of listening to myself. And that's what I actually teach people when they come to me. I said, if you learn this very quickly and you never come back, I never see you again, I'm hoping that you're actually listening to your own intuition and your own guides and your own psychics, and you're going there and you're actually really listening to yourself and reading for yourself. And then, so it just never happens again. Because I always tell people, you cannot have a psychic on speed dial. You need to learn really how to progress and be spontaneous about making decisions and moving forward. I'm going to ask this one person if they're there. 111, are you there? Can you hear me? Can somebody say something? And please don't say something. I mean, say something. Okay, let's try this one. 901, would you like to ask a question or talk in the council at the round table? Well, hello.
Hello.
You're just listening?
Yeah, I'm just listening. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. That's okay. You can just listen. I'll put you back on the mute. Okay, how about this one? 530, are you just listening in or would you like to ask a question?
I'm just listening.
Okay, no problem. All right, I have two callers on the line who actually have the numbers of 111. So if anybody can sit here and say I'm here, Horton wants to hear you. Horton, here's a who. Okay, I guess we're back to the owl thing. So okay. Well, with the situation, everybody out there, who has a question? Go ahead, ask a question.
Hello?
You know something, Amy? Didn't I ask you about a question about who come banging my door? I don't remember if I ever got an answer.
Hello?
Okay. Hello? Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Who's talking? Is this one of our 111 callers?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, I just kept saying hello because I'm not 111, so I just wanted to know if you could hear me.
Well, who
I'm
are
sorry.
You? What's your... Okay. So you're not area code 111 or unknown caller?
I might come up as unknown, but I'm 775. I'm in Nevada.
775. Well, you must be one of the 111 callers or the unknown callers because I don't have a 775 on here. But you're,
oh, I'm
you're,
sorry.
No, no,
I'm
you're
sorry.
Fine. I was just trying to get someone's attention, and so, okay, I guess they fell asleep with their hand over their head. But, but go
and
ahead
I heard
and ask.
You say that, too.
Okay.
I just wanted to know what you see in my life for romance, or is there any romance in my life?
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you ask the question, would there be any romance in your life?
Because it just has been so long.
Yeah, but see, you're still breathing and you're still alive, so therefore the ideal of it happening, I don't think anybody's destined to be alone. I don't care what they say.
Yeah, that's what I always say, too, that nobody is supposed to be, but after a while you start thinking maybe you're wrong.
Yeah, but you're thinking, you should trust yourself and go, that's just not true. Because I've had people look, call through and go, am I going to find romance? And I go, no. And they go, what? I said, well, listen to what you just asked me, and what do you really think? Do you really think you're not going to have anybody in your life? It's the ideal of asking yourself right now, looking at your life, have you made room for anybody in your life?
Yes. Yeah.
How long ago did you start doing that?
Well, I just kind of started doing it a lot recently because my kids are older now, and you know it's time to start building my life again.
My angel said that they've been trying to get you to do that for a long time.
I see that if you do get into a relationship, it won't be worth it because you'll end up heartbroken. Not right now. I feel like you're trying to rush it or something. Like, okay, I want one right now, and maybe
yeah,
the first guy that comes up.
That one.
And that's
okay
because, you know, sometimes you're just like, okay, I just want a little bit of loving right now. But it won't be worth it in the end.
What's your name?
Just wait.
Can we ask what? I just want to ask what her name is. I don't want to sit here and, you know.
Lujan.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Lujan.
Lujan?
Yes.
I agree with her that you should take some time to yourself and still continue to do what you're doing and work on yourself. Because I'm just saying, that's the reason I even asked you the question. It just came to me as asking that you have to have the, I guess you have to tell yourself that you do deserve love. And I said, my angels came to me and told me that they've been trying to get you to do that for a long time, even when your kids were not as old as they are right now, because it's like you gave your life up. And they were saying, no, you don't give your life up, because if you give it up, what do you have to pass on? Your kids need guidance, but they also need you to be strong within yourself so they can find themselves within themselves. Wow, that was kind of... You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, I do.
But that's done and passed. So right now, it's one of those things of doing the same thing, and but you're still in this process of finding yourself, and because you have taken a leap from yourself for a while, so to continue to do that, because it's right, it's the idea of kind of like being in a situation where you feel kind of like you've done half the work, so therefore I guess you attract a person that would be like, I'm sorry, my guys were saying half-ass person. So it's like you want to find a person that's really, really what you really want, but it's also determined and basically figure what that is. If you don't know who you are, it's really hard to attract someone into your life until you do. And I think you're still working through that whole thing. I would give yourself at least a couple more months. Oh, this person got their hand up now. Yeah, so they already. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just trying to keep track of all these people in the queue. Amy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So if you can, Gail, was you done? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, yeah, I was done. I had just did a spread, and that's what I saw.
Okay. So, if Amy, you got something to share with us, too.
Yeah. Okay, there's a couple of things I'm seeing here. The first thing is I see that you're kind of waiting for something to come to you. there has to be a little bit more involvement in your part to get your love life kind of kick-started, because I don't see you're in a relationship right now.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at you, the second thing they're saying is she really needs to get emotionally connected to what she wants, because they're showing you in a stalemate. And I'm almost seeing like that picture of that, what is it, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil?
Speak no evil, yeah.
That's kind of what you look like to me, like ears shut, blindfold on, and your mouth is closed. Like I'm kind of just disconnected. I'm just disconnected because there's nothing going on. So I'm trying to get away from my emotions because I don't want to feel what it feels like to be in this position of nothing going on. So you're really shooting yourself in the foot to try and manifest from that place, because you really need, in order to manifest, to raise your vibrational energy. And in order to do that, we need to use our emotions and get really excited about what we want. So being a bit emotionally cut off is not going to help. The other thing they're bringing up is that you have a tendency to avoid people. So I don't know what that's about, but all of these things that they're bringing up here are just, they're great things for you to know so that you can change them. Because I don't see any, the path that you're on right now, they're saying big changes need to be made, or she's not going to be able to manifest a relationship anytime soon, and I'm going out to the end of the year and I don't see it. So
mm-hmm.
they're saying, first thing is, stop waiting for it to come to you. You're going to need to actually meet it halfway or go out there and get it. Not to say that you should start hitting on men at random places. That's not what I'm saying, but they're saying stop waiting. You know, it's not about them coming to you.
Well, why not?
Well, that's interesting, because I did actually try to be in one, and it didn't work out, and I just mm-hmm. totally shut down.
Well, that's one.
Yeah, because I was sitting looking at the situation where it says soulmate, take some time and breathe and let go, and then study yourself and forgive yourself. Okay, you might have went out there and did the whole thing, but it was a soulmate situation of learning, like a learning lesson. So it says study yourself. Excuse me. Study yourself. Take a deep breath. I always said people, this is like a beginning of meditation time, where you just simply just take your 5 or 10 minutes in the morning and just breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, and just, I always say, this is like a meditation, because you basically pay attention as the breath is going into your lungs and going out, and you focus on your breathing, and that's all you do, and it helps you let go and release it. But it also opens up things where I always tell people, when you do that for a while, ask your angels and your guides questions then, because it's like opening a phone line, and it says study yourself, but also listen to what your angels and guides are telling you, because they're also saying forgive. So they say, forgive yourself. Let it go. You made a mistake. We all do. It's a learning experience. It's a situation of just now really studying and focusing on you. Archangel Michael is just an Archangel Raphael. I see there's always two together, because it's like Michael helps you cut loose, and Raphael helps you to heal those emotional attachments that you've cut loose. And I think... I actually have the one call that we actually did talk to now has her hand up. So with the caller, do you have any more questions that you want to ask?
No,
you're
I think that's it.
Okay.
I think the parting thing I'd like to leave you with is you know, you can affect what we're seeing here, and it doesn't have to be this way. If you listen back to the archives of the show, I'd really just take a listen again and listen to the changes that we're offering. They're also saying, you know, stop disempowering yourself by feeling like you're lost or directionless, like you don't know where you're going. It's making your energy slow and kind of reserved and a bit worried and about trepidation. Yeah. So they're saying, you know, really try and say, okay, I don't know where I'm going, but this could be really fun. This doesn't have to be scary. This doesn't mm-hmm. have to be something negative. And this doesn't have to be anything I have to fear or be paranoid about. This
yeah.
could be an adventure. This could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if at first you don't succeed, try again. You know, the first time I don't think I've ever tried anything the first time and had it actually work right off the bat, you know. I would really just keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't quit. You know, don't disconnect. Don't give up because you don't want to feel what's going on right now because, you know,
yeah.
you can change it. It doesn't have to be this way.
And if you have some kind of, and I would also, we were talking about this before, and it comes up again, where it's just the idea is the HemiSync CDs. In these situations, I mean, there's actually, they do have some CDs where you can act, it helps focus on one and going internal and focusing and getting attached with yourself.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate your time.
No problem.
Sure.
But with the HemiSync CDs, you just think about HemiSync and put a .com on the end of it and a www on the front of it. You got it.
Okay.
Just check it. But the reason I recommend people go to the website because they actually have samples of the music and stuff, so you can hear it for yourself. And I've even the samples themselves, they're pretty powerful. Where I just took the next step and got me four CDs too, and actually it was I like the idea of the four CDs. You get one for free, so I had to do that.
Oh.
So
okay.
Check that out. And you never know because right now they got a lot of specials going on too. So check it out.
Okay, I will. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Bye-bye.
And then I have area code 5.
Donnie, it's 4 o'clock. I got to go. I'm sorry. I'm like falling
no,
asleep here.
You cannot go. No.
It's been really, really fun. I just, oh, my God. I don't want to sleep the day away tomorrow. But
yeah.
Thank you for having me on the show. And it was very nice meeting you, Gail.
Oh, same here. Thank you.
Well, thank you, too, Amy, for being here. So. Yeah, but I
it was
slumber.
Fun.
It was, and I like having all the mics open and just people, you know, hear these voices in the back going, "Hey, I got an opinion about this woman too and this guy here," and I thought it all needs to come to the forefront because people are picking these things up for a reason. So I think
absolutely.
But you,
well, I'm gonna go listen to my HemiSync Deep Journeys now.
All
Have
right.
a great night.
You too.
All
bye-bye.
Right,
bye.
Bye. Gail.
Yeah.
We also have one more caller. Area code, they're all spinning now. Come on, give me some. All right. Okay, we'll try this one more time. Okay, 530. You on the air?
Hello?
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hi there. I was wondering.
Yeah, we got three callers on here. Hey, is 916 still with us?
Yes.
916?
Hello.
Oh, you're still with us? Okay.
It's just still listening.
Okay, I just wanted to sit here and after we get done talking, what is your name, sir? I wanted to talk to you.
My name's Cody.
Curly?
Cody.
Curdy. Cody. Cody, right?
Cody, yes.
Okay, no problem.
Cody.
Okay, no problem. You go right ahead and ask your question.
I was actually wondering if I can do a dual conversation with you guys and 916.
And the 916? Yeah,
yes.
916 is right. Excuse me. 916 is still with us, so go right. 916, what is your name? Kayla, right?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. You guys can talk.
Excuse me. I was wondering if we can do a companion reading or what you can get off our energies. Me and Kayla have had relationships in the past, and we were together at one point, and I was wondering if it would be a good idea or something to get back in a relationship with her.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm sorry. I'm breaking
I believe the decision would be mostly on her part because she's, I see that, well, of course, it's a relationship now, so it's like a resting state. Y'all don't live in the same state or the city?
No.
No. We live about an hour away.
About an hour from each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would ask Kayla.
Yes.
It's one of those things. I do I feel the same way. Like the decision basically lays in your hand, because I feel like both of you are open to the possibilities, but there's also some things that you're kind of like having tucked away that you haven't let go of.
Yeah.
Well, I think you should. I really feel like in this situation you should let go of those in favor of what he is now.
Okay.
Don't you? I mean, you. I think you feel in your heart that he's really matured a lot. That's what I get.
Yeah, definitely. He has grown from what our relationship, because me and Cody, we dated in high school, and that
right.
was a while ago. And
yeah, we won't mention any ages here.
Yeah, we've talked since that period of time, and he's matured a lot. But at the same time, since we live so far away, it's kind of hard to like just find time.
And
make
you live
that far away work.
Right, and you live approximately how long? How far from each other?
About an hour, give or take.
45 minutes the way I drive.
Yeah, I was gonna say you have a lead foot. That's putting it lightly too, guys. he likes to do donuts and chase old women in wheelchairs.
Nice, thanks.
I'm just saying, I got to tell it how it is. I'm sorry. You
intimidate. I think you'll probably make a decision. Y'all meet, because I got a feeling y'all are gonna meet each other somehow.
Yeah.
And she'll probably make a decision from there. But I still feel that she's going to be focused more on her career. Like, that's probably should take precedence over a relationship and love, because it does take out of her concentration on learning and being the boss.
I feel like in some ways he's also good at back rubs and very supportive. And I feel like in some ways that might actually help her to advance in her career more, too, as well. So there are some pluses and there's some cons and that kind of thing, but I think in the strong sense of where they are right now, they do complement each other.
Do you feel more of a twin flame vibe or a soulmate vibe between us?
Well, when I look at the situation, I definitely see a flame. And I see this. To me, it comes off as a flame of passion, but it's also blue, and I've always seen blue as being twin flames. And I really feel like that connection. And I feel like that even if they do not connect at this time, that there is no hurry in the situation. I saw this before in a situation where I saw this one couple, they split up when they were like, and had been, they went through marriage, when they went through, they all both got married, got divorced, went through the whole freaking thing. We're talking like about it was either 12 or 18 years. I want to say more like 12, but 18 keeps coming up too. But what happened was, it was kind of uncanny too, because they both got divorced, and they both ended up, they both joined the same dating service and found each other through this dating service and got married 6 months later. And people were saying, well, that's kind of crazy. You guys got married too soon, 6 months. And they go, what do you mean? We've been waiting 12 years for this. And realistically,
yeah.
When they talked to each other, when they talked to each other and found out they'd actually been thinking about each other, I think they'd actually been crossing each other's paths all the time. How would you like to work in the same building as somebody else for, that length of time? And then finally, you guys get on the same elevator. And that's what they looked at the dating service as. They finally brought them together, and they didn't want to waste any more time. They realized when they came back together at that moment that they wanted to spend the rest of their lives together, and they wanted the rest of their lives start that day, if not that week, and they did it. And they've been together ever since. So, it's one of those things of realizing these things and that kind of stuff, but also realizing there is no hurry. And take your time, and it'll be fine. But I really feel like there's a definitely twin flame connection here. So it's just one of those things.
What is twin flames?
Twin flames are the idea of two people. I sit here and talked about this before when we were on the show. And I said, and twin flames to me is basically picturing that God created this essence, and this essence that was so bright and powerful it couldn't be contained in one body. So therefore, he created a man and a woman, and he takes the essence and puts them inside the two bodies. That's why they're always pulling each other. And that's why I always see the blue flame. So this is not a twin flame. This is not a soulmate connection. But twin flames, when people talk about, I'm looking for my significant other, they're not looking for a soulmate. They're looking for their twin flame. And like Amy says, too, with the situation of working things out, letting things fall into place, because if you come together and you're not really ready for it, it's pretty intense. So you need to ask yourself the same question.
Do you guys have any insight on what you see in, like, our future?
I see that y'all could start. Although I do get the Seven of Cups, too, and there's, like, that's an option card. That'll mean some, like, you know, personally, I don't feel like any amount of time that you spend with somebody is a waste of time.
Never.
And because you always learn something from them and you always grow from that experience.
Exactly.
And so, like, if y'all decide to get back together, because I did get an, what was it, an Ace of Wands or a Sword or something like that. But that's a new beginning, so you may start talking again.
Ace of Cups?
But it was a, I just shuffled the cards again. I can't remember. But I do see that
relax.
There's other options as well later on.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. It's like one of the situations that I just feel like there's directions, but also the situation of working things out. It's one of those things, there'd be more clarity on the situation once a choice has been made. Because I feel like a lot of things that it's like maturing in a spiritual way, but there's also things that have to happen in the context of a relationship. To have you both realize that there is possibility of life after what we thought love was.
Yeah.
Possible.
But you guys have both gone through relationships where you thought you were in love, but in the process of you guys being together, you don't really feel like you've experienced it until you guys are looking
yeah.
at each other, looking each other in the eyes. Because when was the last time you guys actually seen each other face to face?
About last summer.
Last summer. Now, I want you to understand one thing, too, guys. I feel very privileged in this situation because we're here. You guys are both here talking. This stuff doesn't happen by chance. It happens for a reason. So I feel the same way. There's a reason. There's decisions to be made, and it's all coming up to the point right now because I've seen this one time before too. When the people, this one girl caught her boyfriend messing around. Listen to this, okay? She caught her boyfriend messing around on her. They were on the same dating service, right? She said, I caught you messing around. I said, yeah, but you were also on the dating service, too. You know how she knew it? You know how she caught him messing around?
How was that?
They were anonymously contacting each other.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she went to the dating service, and she thought she was going to go meet this guy. When she got there, guess who it was? It was her boyfriend. I stopped them both. I said, look at this, guys. Just don't get mad at each other. Yeah, you guys are messing around on each other with yourselves. Doesn't that tell you something? You're meant to be together because no matter what you do, you guys always end up together. Now,
yeah,
that's a proof.
Get away from each other.
Right, but see, when you look at the situation, here you guys both on the same line. You're actually on 3 and you're on 4.
Oh, wow.
Even in the queues, you know, there's something significant about that whole 3 and 4 is a 7.
7 and 11 is a very big part in my life.
Yes. And the two of you guys together form a 7. So you can look at these things. You need to listen to you guys as angels, man. I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
I have a question kind of based on Cody. Where do you see his career going, because that's like one of the things we always talk about is he's kind of like at a standstill with things, and I kind of want to know, you know, where do you see him going with his career
so I can start looking?
So you can start looking? What does that mean? So I can start looking? Because I keep getting the idea you should lay down the resistance to let it come in like it was meant to in the first place. I also get a very strong connection with music.
I like writing.
Do you write songs and stuff like that?
like phones?
No, songs.
I do poetry, so in a sense it is a song. It's just I can't find the rhythm to go with it.
Well, sometimes when it comes to that whole thing, you do like I do. I was a writer and a singer, but I let everybody else kind of do their thing. And I love the idea of being a band because you get so much collaboration of coming up with music for certain things. It's just incredible.
You'll probably have to relocate for a job. Do you get unemployment?
No, I don't. I don't receive anything.
No? Okay, well, maybe there's an offer or something that's in another area because, it shows disappointment and then a standstill, but there's opportunity to receive a job or money, and you move away from it and you have to balance that out, and that should come up here shortly.
I applied to the Union Pacific Railroad in Winnemucca, Nevada, and I got an email back saying that they're reviewing my application, but it can take up to 3 months.
Yeah. Might take a little bit longer than that. Because I'm just saying with that particular situation, I see it might take a little bit longer to unfold. Because I see something more sooner than that. But when I look at the situation, I keep seeing you moving closer to her.
And that's a thing that me and her have discussed too. It's just I'm in a catch-22. I don't have any money coming in, so how could I move?
It's called this. It's called manifest what you need. Every time I sit there and focus on some of the money, I always get it. I always actually get more. I did this last, what was it, when I tried to focus on getting back with my ex-fiancé, too. I'm not going to go on that because that wasn't a really good outcome. But the manifestations were, I was sitting there going, okay, if we had $2,500, I think we could get the house we want, and I think we could also find the people to work with us. Because when I moved to Florida, I still do what I do, but I still had to establish myself. And in St. Petersburg, it's the first place I've ever been in my life that you have to be licensed as a freaking psychic. It looks like a driver's license, and they actually put on the card, which I did not like at all. They put down on the card, they put fortune teller, and I'm like, I am not a fortune teller. I'm a spiritual.
Oh, wow.
And you have no choice. You can't put, like your driver's license where you put down, you can put down your name, and you can put everything down there. It just says, this is your license. Well, this thing here says fortune teller on it, and they put that on there. You can't change that. And they also do a background check and all kinds of good stuff. And it actually costs you $45.
That's so crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was sitting there going over the whole thing going, okay, well, so I'm establishing the whole thing. I was actually, what I was doing was, there's loopholes and everything. And I always tell people that when you bring the divine overpowers human law. Because human law is, a lot of those things are based on fear anyway. So fear is the lack of the divine. So this counteract that whole thing. So, because we were out looking for a house. I remember that we was actually not looking, how do I put this? I actually have a paranormal group called Psychic Journeyman Paranormal Investigators. And we was looking for a house that was haunted by a ghost who had been murdered in the house. And this ghost was actually giving decorating tips to the person who was living there. Okay, so I got curious, and so we got to go see this place. Well, in the process, I've always sat there and said, it was kind of funny how my angels and guides and everything kind of work. Well, they put you in the right place at the right time. So we're heading up 25th Street in Gulfport, and we just happened to catch out of the corner of my eye, I seen a little red sign. Just caught the redness out of the corner of my eye, and I said, we need to turn around, because I think I just seen a for rent sign. So we turned around. Sure enough, it was a for rent sign, and this big house. It was a four-bedroom, two-bathroom house. And what I'd done 6 months prior to that was I was focusing on $2,500. If we get $2,500, I think we could actually find what we wanted. And I was focusing. And my ex-fiance, she'd been trying for years to get her ex-husband's tax money. Yes, tax money. And every year they couldn't do it. Somehow he got a loophole, got around it. Well, the year I started focusing on getting $2,500, they took his taxes for back child support.
Oh, wow.
And do you realize how much money they paid us in two payments? You know what the first payment was?
$2,500.
I told you guys I always got more than what I asked for. I got $2,560. So I told my ex-fiancée, I was like, that's not a coincidence because it came in right at the time we was getting this house and we was actually able to go get this house. And when I walk in the house, I've been focusing on it also, a big house, four bedroom, two bath. When I walked in this place, it had one and a half baths. But every time you have a second bathroom, I always look at something that's full to go to. So it fit my expectations of what that meant. And it didn't have windows. It slid down. It had windows that slid sideways. And actually, I've been focusing on a house just like that. And that guy had just replaced those windows prior to that in that six-month period I was working on. So you see, everything took 6 months because everything was slowly falling into its place. And then it happened. Oh, did we lose somebody?
No.
No?
Huh. Yeah, we did. We lost Kayla.
No, I'm still here.
You are?
Oh, you mean Kayla. Oh, Kayla may have left.
Yeah, 916. She's not with us anymore. I hate that. It must be because the system that knocks people off the line from time to time too. Hold on, fellas. Okay.
Can you? She's calling me right now.
So why don't you? I'm just saying. I think this could really work out because you guys. I really look at the whole idea why you guys called the show. You guys are calling at the same time here. Did you guys put this
she,
in?
She have... actually tells me to call. She told me to call and talk to you guys. So I brought her into it because that's just what I wanted to do.
Yeah, but still, when you guys come on my queue, you're on 3 and 4. And since you have a connection with sevens, I would definitely see it as a connection.
I was wondering if you guys could tell me about that, like 11. Like, everything with me adds up to my 11. My name, my social security number, ID number, everything is 11.
I want to say one thing real quick. Area code 910. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We're going to finish up with him, and I'm going to get to you. So just I'm just saying, you know, relax, be patient. I swear.
Okay.
If you want to give us,
if
you want to give us an idea of what you want to focus on, so we can focus on that too.
Relationships.
Okay. Well, that's easy because we're focusing on right now. But Cody.
Uh-huh.
With the situation of 11s, see, I was telling people today, I've been telling this for like since 2011 started, even before, that the reason I'm focusing on 2011 because 11s are very positive manifestation numbers. Okay, every time you see 11, every time I see 11 or 1111 or 1111, I look at those things and I always think about what I want. Right now, I would love to do 4 readings tomorrow. Well, actually, it's today. And I would love to make $400. And I said, look at the ones and the 11s and that kind of thing. And I said, this is what I want. This is what I love to have it right now. And I use that word a lot, too. Love to have it right now. I would love to have. And I picture myself, I put my hand out, and I picture that money being placed in my hand, either in $100 bills or 10s or 20s, whatever it is. Picture it going boom, boom, boom in my hand. And then I said, okay, I can even take it one step further and go, okay, there's some of that's going to go towards something. And I picture myself giving those people, and then I say to myself, I'm happily paying my bills and joyfully meeting my obligations. And I have all the money I need for my personal needs and the needs of my family. And the same thing, I always tell people, the energy that you're using to manifest anything can also be used in the process of focusing on relationships as well. You know, you love your career, you love what you do, you love yourself, then therefore you can find someone else who's going to do the exact same thing as love you, as unconditionally, as much as you love them, but it has to be a continuous thing because it's all energy. So 11s are very powerful numbers. When you see them, stop right there in that moment. I always say make a wish. Because when you're focusing, and the reason I caution people on it too as well, is if you're focusing on everything positive, they're going to happen really quickly. But I also caution you, if you're focusing on something negative or something you don't want, you'll get it as quick as the positives. That's what's that's one thing about the energy itself. You know, we're on this planet, so polarity, we're going to have to deal with that. But we can still focus in one direction or the other. Which one are you going to choose?
Yeah.
But with this situation, with this relationship, stop worrying about the whole thing and thinking you're not worthy because you're not working. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, we came from two completely different lifestyles, too.
She has money, you don't.
There you go.
Yeah, but see, money doesn't make you any better than she is or even less. If anything, I tell people all the time, money is this exchange. It's kind of got out of proportion because people go, if I had all the money in the world, I'd have all these choices. They already had those choices. I mean, seriously, if I could just make a movie of the things I was talking about the house. We walked in the house. I finally talked to this guy. I love this too, man. I told the guy, I said, we don't have a job. She just started working on your job. I got a business that I'm putting still together. I just moved here. Okay? And then the other person, I said, my ex-fiance just started a job 2 days ago. Now, I said prior to this, when we found this place, if we could just find a guy or find somebody who's going to work with us and give us at least a month to get on our feet, would be great. Now, most people would tell you, in this day of age, you can't find people to work with you. Well, they're right. But in this day of age, I believe the opposite. And I proved it. And I went and got that. I love my ex-fiance because she was kind of negative in some ways, but she just motivated me to go, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to prove to you that we can manifest this. So we did. And I walk in this place. It was exactly what I wanted. Hardwood floors. I love working hardwood floors because when I do readings, I like to be barefooted. And it's a great way to ground yourself. The situation was when you make these decisions and you start going in the process and going in the direction where you feel like you should go to, the sign that tells you that you're going in the right direction means everything starts falling into place. Things that you thought that you wasn't too sure about, the opportunity comes up to make them happen. I mean, when I was in Colorado and I got my first shop and all these things started falling into place, it was one thing after another. I got a hotel room, man, 2 days before I had the money. I love that. And then that lady, I didn't realize, was actually her husband. This lady who was running this hotel, her husband actually managed the apartment place I wanted to live in. And I got the opportunity to do that. I got the opportunity to do it, and that guy gave me a hell of a deal, too. When I moved in there, I actually got the apartment before I had the money. And the same thing with my shop. I'm just saying, it was one thing after another. And when I got my first shop, it was amazing because I walked into that place, and a month later, I got a chance to own half of it. I never had to put out any money or nothing.
Now she can't stop calling me.
Well, you know, when you reacquaint things with people and that kind of stuff, look at it like, oh, she can't stop calling me because she really feels drawn to you. And don't you feel drawn to her?
I really do.
And I think that's one of those things, that's the answer right here, is just let go of the bank and let it take you where it's going to take you.
Okay.
All right,
thank you guys so much.
One thing I would suggest you guys to do is call me and get a personal reading. Well, actually leave a message to my website to get a personal reading. And actually, I can fill this out to you if you want to do it. But we can actually do we can actually do a reading for both of you. Just tell me what you're comfortable with paying and just email me and tell me what you want to do. I have no problem with whatever you come up with. Just as long as it's not $2, okay?
All right.
I mean, I'll just throw a figure out to you. I could do a relationship reading for both of you, which is usually $50 for just one person.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those things, but I could do it for both of you guys for the same price and still give you 90 minutes. 90-minute session for $50. And now email me and tell me if that's a problem, okay? Then let me know. Because
How often are your shows?
I'm on every night.
Okay.
You're actually catching my second show because I usually am on 6 days a week at 9, and then I have a midnight show.
Okay.
Okay. So, if you want to do it, I mean, if you want to pay for reading and come on the air and tell me that, hey, give us a time or when you want to do that, but all you gotta do is go to my website, which is www. www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com and just go on there and, like I said before, whatever fits you. But I think you really, but I think you guys are sitting down and we could actually do, you could do a, what do you call that, conference call where you guys could both call at the same time, or maybe you guys could schedule a time to be together on the on a weekend where you could actually call me at the same time on the same phone and we could sit down and do a session.
Okay.
But like
and
I said,
I'm
sorry.
Or psychic-journeyman?
Yeah, it's psychic-journeyman. Yolasite.com. Sorry.
Okay.
And yes, and I always tell people when I sit there and say, okay, $50 for a couple reading, then you would just go on the website and where it says donation, you just donate that money. Because I make offers for everybody. Because there's you'll go on there, you'll see what my regular prices are. You'll see and
yeah.
And I tell people, the reason I can sit there and go, okay, if you, for people, we could do this. Well, okay. Just make it a simple like this. We'll make it easy for you. $25. And just tell me, email me tomorrow. No, actually, I meant to say email me on, gosh, what is today? These late night time shows are throwing me off. It's Sunday, right?
It's Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, thank you. And what you need to do, just make it even $25 and just donate it to the show. Call me and, if you have Skype, if your girlfriend has a computer and she has Skype or something, you can call me through Skype.
Okay.
My username is donald.reed8. Very simple.
Okay, donald.reed8.
Yes, but don't call me Donald. Call me Don.
Okay, Don.
That's my dad's name. Every time someone says Donald, I keep looking for my dad. So do that. $25, get a couple readings, because I think you both really want to. I just feel like you really need that.
Okay.
And I can just don't tell anybody.
I won't.
But do me a favor. Just sit there and talk to her about it, and then eat. And then if you, like I said, if you got Skype or something, call me tomorrow. Actually, call me today, since it's Sunday. Either call me through Skype or leave me a message, because I really want to do this reading for you, like in the next 2 days.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. So just let me know today sometime, and I won't be sitting waiting. I don't do that, but I'll definitely get the message. But really right now, what's really important is you guys really just talk to each other on the phone and don't have any expectations. Just like reacquaint and get to know each other again and just open yourself up to the possibilities of what it can do, okay?
Okay.
All righty?
All right, thank you guys very much.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Whew.
Okay, Mrs. 901, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you all?
I'm okay.
But,
and yeah, I'm sorry. Gail's here too with us.
Okay.
I'm sorry you couldn't take advantage of Amy being here because she's really, really good too. But she had to go to bed. But the nigga loves us, she'd go to bed.
I'm calling for a relationship reading.
What's your name?
Lenise?
Uh-huh. Lenise. Is there anybody in your life right now? I feel like no.
Yeah.
There's some lingering things I get, I guess you would say. Lingering relationships of things that she hasn't, almost like relationships of relationships, how do you put that? You have the angel of past Christmases.
I am talking to someone.
Okay. I'm just saying, when it came to me, it's like I keep getting a Christmas carol.
Do you have a baby by somebody?
A haunting.
Oh, he's 33.
Oh, your son's 33?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, maybe if that's the guy. Never mind. Because when I was shuffling the cards, I got a page of cups as if it was a relationship right there already.
Well, I'm talking to someone in the beginning process of a relationship.
Oh, wow.
And I was trying to see, do y'all see any insight on that?
Huh. I'm sorry. I was sitting looking at the situation. So this person you're talking about, is there a chance we can have his first name?
Clyde.
Clyde?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with the situation I'm saying. I feel like Clyde is a past relationship.
Well, actually, I met him some years ago, like about 25 years ago, and then I was just thinking about him, and someone's been back into my life, and he showed up.
Mhm. So 25 years ago, what was he, just a friend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were friends, but there was like a good energy between us, and he still remembered that energy, and I did too, so... We have gotten together and met and talked and wanted to get an idea of where it's going.
That's interesting. A slight obstacle in the whole goal thing, I got the devil card. It's not like the, you know, like the Christian devil or anything. It's more like a bondage to either the past and or drugs, alcohol, things of that nature, things that are of a lower energy. I see you guys connecting, but it may be like a conflict there. But, you know, I have it's a lot of good cards. You're very happy to see him. You talk to him, you connect, and you may date. The attitudes of him is like, you know, I want to reconnect with someone I met from the past. What to do is to actually be happy. You know, be happy and it's a 10 card. It's a card of completion as well. But there's some type of conflict that's going on or that's the outcome. Maybe you're going to bump heads in some area.
Mm-hmm.
We're done.
No, you go ahead. Someone asked me a question in the chat room. I guess I'm trying to multitask here.
Okay. Well,
so you finished?
Yeah, but... Mm-hmm. I saw it's strength. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I just said finish. Oh. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I've also pulled the strength card, so, I mean, there's a potential. Like, there's, like, a strength in, if not a relationship, a friendship. So it's a good thing that you reconnected with him, but you have to figure out, like, it's something. You know, like, it's, you see it, like, all white paper, and there's, like, a little a nudge or a fingerprint paper that kind of, like, is distracting. Find that little fingerprint on the white paper, because it's something, but it's not detrimental to the relationship at all. But I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. And maybe, like, he drinks or smokes or something that is... maybe detrimental to his health or that's a bondage. John brought up the past, so maybe, but you can't, I'm sure you can't figure it out because I had that, like, someone asked me, like, hey, what, do you just recently leave a relationship, but you can't put your finger on it just now? But maybe it's something that you haven't let go of, or maybe it's something that you guys, when you connected with back in the day, that may be coming up now, is like, and you need to deal with it now. That may be it.
Well, we're not in the same city. That's another thing. It's like it's kind of, we did well
right
when we were together, but it's like the distance is so, I don't know, it's hard to deal with being apart.
I'm just saying with the situation, I feel like a lot of things could be corrected just by really making... very clear about your intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That would drive you crazy, man. I'm just saying with the situation, I feel like a lot of things need to be really crystal clear about what you really want in the situation. It would make things different. It also would make things, I guess, more adhesive, come together.
Okay.
I mean, I will look at my cards and I see relationship harmony, where it says it's focusing like Archangel Raguel. That is actually spelled R-A-G-U-E-L. It basically, the card itself, I can read it to you too. I just feel
okay.
like a very powerful. It's almost, when I look at the card, it shows me an angel with a torch, where it's just basically shining light on this situation of seeing what for what it is, but it also seems
mm-hmm.
to resonate too as well. Like you
mm-hmm.
said, there's energy, it's powerful, that kind of thing. It's just the ideal of accepting that. Well, if that's the case, then you should definitely follow through with this. It says, we angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now. And if you have a situation where you're not really arguing with each other, but you're arguing with yourself, that's part of the relationship harmony. And then we have the situation here where it talks about gentleness, where it's like you do need to take some time to yourself. You need to be very gentle with yourself at this time and surround yourself with gentle people, situations, environment. So, you know, take that time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Always make time for yourself. This really helps relationships by maintaining that self all the time. Because I tell people I don't like the term selflessness because it takes self out of it. I like it when
mm-hmm.
people say I'm giving of myself. Because you can't,
mm-hmm.
selflessness, how can you give something you don't have? But when
mm-hmm.
you give up, but when you give of oneself, you're saying I accept who I am and I'm able to give that to other people, which is unconditionally because I unconditionally give it to myself. Okay, and then it says, you know what to do. You've always known what to do. It's just the idea of giving yourself permission to go through. It seems like you're really stressing yourself out. I get that with the health card, stress. But it also goes focusing on your diet. When you get stressed out, you have a tendency to be attracted to the bad food.
Yeah.
Does somebody have a fascination with Twinkies?
No, I don't like Twinkies, but I love sweets.
Okay, so maybe it's just a representation of sweets and sugar and chocolate and ho-hos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think we'll take it as a yes on that one.
Because
I definitely got Twinkies and ho-hos. So if it's not, so the Twinkies would tell me, because Twinkies have that cream filling and stuff, that's an indication of sweets and sugars. But it's also the ideal also with the sugar and candy and that kind of stuff. It's like the ideal that you need to stop and focus and really change that around because it's actually softening your insides. When you eat too much sugar, it has a tendency to weaken cells.
Yeah. It's softening my whole body on the outside, isn't it?
Well, I'm just saying, when you eat sugar, it's like, you know, it's like looking at the situation.
Yeah.
It's like looking at people who are alcoholics and drink a lot. Their body kind of like hangs off the bone because the cells are so weakened because of the alcohol, which alcohol is a simple sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Everything gets big, and basically, someone brought this to my attention today, everything basically gets broken down into simple sugar so it can be absorbed into your body. So this says the ideal of the situation. I also got this too, man. It says relationship harmony, gentleness, you know what to do, health. Really focus on that health thing. You know, change the diet. Start working out. Find something that works for you. I mean, if you just want to go to the park and do pull-ups, you know, do that kind of thing, or just go walking or something like that, go hiking, whatever works for you. But it also says get your life back in a sense of anticipation, where you're looking forward to every day. Okay, what's going to happen today? It's great. Come on, let's do it. And then we got to take back your power. Use your God-given power and intentions to manifest blessings in your life. So therefore, when you see the signs of which direction you should go into, that's when you start focusing on manifesting the outcome that you want. Because the last card on your spread is focus. Focus and take back your power. Now, when it says focus, it means look at the situations in your life where you have relinquished your life and your energy and your power. And then vow to yourself. I always tell people, when you vow to yourself to always be happy, today's goal is to be always happy no matter what. You start realizing where you let go of that, where you relinquished your power, and you stop doing that. Because this situation here is powerless in some sense of the word. But when you start putting a lot of energy into, well, there's distance, or there's this, there's that. That's where you start losing, and you feel weak, like you have no out, like you have no control over the situation, because you're giving your power away in each little situation. You're giving it away to the excuses, and it's saying, stop making excuses. You feel it deep in your soul, exactly what you need to do, and you really want to follow through with this. I mean, you're looking for almost guarantees. I feel like in the situations you can have your guarantees, but those are the guarantees you make that you set, and then you sit there and focus, and then you refuse to give up on it. And I mean, there are times where you have to be realistic when you sit there and focus on something that doesn't happen. I mean, after about 6 years, you should give it up. But I mean, in this situation here, I feel like if you focused and gave that kind of focus to it, I think it's kind of a fearful thing that you've given focus to things before and it didn't pan out the way you wanted to. And it's like, wipe the slate clean. Look at this relationship in a sense of the word, because it is a brand new relationship. And like looking at it like this is the very first relationship you've been in. Because realistically, if you look past the illusion, if you base anything on the past, then what you're looking at, not real. But when you start looking at it through your eyes of seeing it for what it is as it's being presented to you right this minute, then that's what I'm saying. Let go of the past and actually tell yourself, this is the very first relationship I got into. This is the very first time I ever met this person. And realistically, it is. Every time you meet that person, if we can just come up with that point of view and just look at things like that, and every time you meet somebody or get back with somebody or look at that kind of stuff, go through the same process you did when you first met them for the very first time, then you can see that person for exactly who they are. It makes it easier to strengthen the bond that you already have. Because I feel like it's a very good thing.
Yeah. And what's the thing with that angel you said? It wasn't Raphael, but it was one with an R.
Angel. And it's Archangel Regal.
R-E-G-E-A-L.
Well, I just put the cards back. Hold up. I got to find it again. All right. Here. Okay. Got Yuri. I mean, if you want to sit there and focus on guardian angels, you can focus on Archangel Sandefin, Archangel Uriel, and the one you're talking about, Archangel Raphael, and also Archangel Raziel. That's an R-A-Z-I-E-L. That's the one that says take back your power. And here it is. Relationship Harmony. That's Archangel Regal. That's R-A-G-U-E-L.
Okay.
We angels are going to smack you around if you don't start listening. Okay. They really didn't say that. But they do want you.
R-A-G-E-U-L.
R-A-G-U-E-L.
I got it now.
All right.
Okay. I'll work with that. I started working with archangels actually today, and I went over some of the names and got information and took them to my altar. So when I go there, I can work with different angels for different situations. Yeah, I feel like I need that help.
Mm-hmm.
I have a spirit guide named Margaret. Can you get any message from her?
Okay, this is your guide, Margaret?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Margaret.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen Margaret?
No, I haven't, but she came by way of me moving into a haunted house, and I spoke with someone, and they told me that she followed me from that haunted house, because when I found out and it was haunted and, you know, the spirit revealed themselves, I just moved. I ran in a hurry. And she told me some things, and everything that she said came true. And she said she was with me to help me with this relationship. And I asked for a fine, and she gave me clear, detailed fines. So I was just wondering what she has to say now.
Oh, getting his legs. because I see this lady sitting at the table with her legs crossed. It's like, I keep hearing the word gothic. When I see her, I see her sitting at a table with her legs crossed with, what, like, I would say, like late 30s, early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Not her. I'm talking about the time period of the clothes that she's wearing.
Okay.
She's wearing a hat. She's wearing a hat where it's got one of those, like, those, that netting in the front of it.
Okay.
It's a black hat with netting in the front of it, and she's very eccentric in some ways. And when she comes across as... one of the, I almost get the impression she's like having five guys and she's the main one. She's the one that basically everybody else goes through, in a sense. And I keep getting over and over again, you just listen.
Listen.
The thing that comes to me is you listen. You listen to almost everything, and except when it comes to relationships. Does that make sense?
I guess.
Well, that's one of the things I always tell people a lot of times, the questions that are asked, and it's not that you have to give us an answer. It's the idea of asking yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on the light path?
I beg your pardon?
Do you follow a light path?
A light path.
Yeah, the light path as far as your spirituality.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What prompted you to start working with archangels today? I should say yesterday, yeah.
Because I feel like I need their guidance. I need the help. Because I'm trying to figure out exactly what I'm supposed to be doing that is for my highest good. And I've been told that I am a healer and that I'm psychic. I know I'm psychic because it's just so many things have happened. And I just kind of want to pull things together and get where I really supposed, where I'm supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to do on my path.
Mm-hmm.
And fulfill the contracts that I made before I got here. So I need a lot of help to, you know, get things in motion. But I'm really sitting on the fence and I'm just not in a really good place. I'm not moving forward and nothing is clear as far as what I'm supposed to be doing. So far I have made the step of getting training in Reiki. I've been told to me that I would do really well with it since I have a gift of healing and to work with the archangels in that and to go ahead and get started.
Mm-hmm.
And this guide, Margaret, suggested that I get an angel board, but I don't know anything about an angel board and kind of associated with a Ouija board, and I've heard that the Ouija board is really not a safe thing to deal with, especially if you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Even people who know what they're doing actually end up opening up things they shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
I just worked for somebody 2 months ago closing a vortex.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know what they call it, opening up a... what do they call those things? Opening up a portal. There we go. Thank you.
Yeah.
And we actually have closing that thing.
I don't
want
to do anything like that. So I was wondering why would Margaret ask me to get this board? And I really didn't understand.
You get a Ouija board?
An angel board.
Oh, the angel boards are different than the Ouija boards. It's like looking for more ways to connect with your angels and that kind of stuff, and that's what it's more geared to than actually connecting with spirits or nothing like that, I think, from what I see. But I'd also sit down and the thing came to me was get a vision board, focus board, some things you're really focusing on, that kind of stuff, and put yourself in the middle.
Okay, a vision board.
Yeah, people call them vision boards, or what was the other one, vision board?
What is that, where you put the things that you envision that you want on this board? Is that how that works, or is it different?
Mm-hmm. And then in your situation, you could actually start your angel board the same way, where you're saying, okay, angels and archangels, and work. This is what I want to work on. This is what I want to. This is what I want my life to be. These are the things I want in my life, and just go there. One thing after another. Going over and putting them in. I always tell people, do things in detail. Don't be scared. A lot of people don't get really detailed because they're scared it won't happen.
Yeah. Okay, so with an angel board, I wouldn't have one of those little things that move from letter to letter and spell out words.
No. Nothing I know of. The Ouija board is the only thing I know that does that.
Well, I may have to make my own angel board then, because she says that I should make this board to clearly communicate with her so that she can teach me the things that she came to do so that she can move on.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where she is now, what's going on with that.
Maybe she wanted to make a vision board with you. You know, like you make the vision board, but she's actually telling you, like, what to put on it and how is it actually going to help you in your life and how it's going to manifest. And maybe that's a way to communicate with her through doing something, kind of like auto-writing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's an idea. Because I just couldn't see that part about, you know, putting your hands on that little thing and let it go from letter to letter and, you know, make a word. I just couldn't see that. So that's an option. So maybe she's working now to try to get me to understand exactly how I'm supposed to do this angel board.
Now, you can't go to Doreen Virtue. I think she might have a website. She has an angel board.
Oh, she does?
But it's more like an angel. It's like a. Yeah, she does. I'm not really sure exactly what it is, but she does. She comes to mind. She works with the. She actually have two decks of hers that I do card readings with, which is Archangel. It's a healing with the deck, a healing with the angels deck, and the Archangel deck. I put them both together. One deck.
Okay, but she actually has an angel board.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what it's all about, but I haven't seen her. I've seen it. I just never really got the details on exactly what it is, but it's called an angel board.
Well, I will be on that in the morning, because I would be willing to get one of her angel boards. Like this Ouija type. Cause I went on the internet, and it looked like it was similar to a Ouija board. But I don't want to do that one.
Who's that?
This angel board that I saw on the internet. And I kind of lost interest because it was so similar to a Ouija board. But I will look at Doreen Birch, Doreen, whatever her name, what is it, Doreen? What's her last name?
Doreen. Doreen. Mm-hmm.